Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is Thursday, the ninth day of February, 2012, and we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours, Lord willing. And Russia is threatening military intervention if the proxy armies out of the United States, Israel, England, France, and others continue to try to overthrow the Assad regime. And it's not that I'm a fan of Assad, but the globalists are not trying to bring freedom to that country. And that would be dangerous enough and not constitutional and not our job. They want to put jihadist, Wahhabist, Saudi Arabian Al-Qaeda on record. I mean, it's in the news today. Another Reuters article, a LA Times article, I got a bunch of them where they admit it's Al-Qaeda. And the FAA is announcing 30,000 drones, including weaponized drones, over the American people. And then I was on a Florida station, 810, that we're on there in Orlando, where we're number one again. New ratings just came out. It's happening on a lot of stations now. Go from not even really showing up in that demographic to number one. But people are hungry for the truth. And they were telling me that local news is saying, oh, yeah, Homeland Security is going to have 4 drones to give you the traffic reports. Yeah, I can't use the cameras that the feds put in that we're going to be for traffic that are hooked in, everybody can see, that all the newsrooms have. I can't have a news chopper. No. Homeland Security wants you to see the traffic. And, of course, they will give you feeds to acclimate you. Oh, it is the traffic. But it's just to condition you to accept it. Our money being used and being turned against us. It's very elementary. And now it's all out in the open. It's now all out in the open. It's not debatable. They say, yes, we're going to use the military against you. Yes, we'll kill citizens. Yes, we'll secretly arrest you. Yes, we'll use drones. And by the way, Washington Post, LA Times again, you can just type in drones now autonomous. All of these major drone systems, the Predators, Reapers, you name it, the humans are controlling them from distance with satellites and other systems, but the computers are watching and learning, and now the computers are already flying better than the humans, and they're even targeting and killing. That's why the globalists are going to a robot army. Though that is a robot. That is an autonomous AI robot, a propeller-driven or jet aircraft flying around 10,000 miles away, killing people on its own, is an AI hunter, killer, Skynet system. And again, I happen to see articles written by the original writer of the Terminator. They got all that from Pentagon future plans written in the 1970s, where they call it a control grid on the ground. And guess what they call it? It's public. You can just type Pentagon document Skynet. I put a copy of it in my book, Descent into Tyranny. With the satellites and the drones and the ground robots, guess what the Pentagon calls the global system? They call the internet an internet, a world wide web. Guess what they call the airborne system? Skynet! Yes, Skynet! Skynet! See, it's not the Pentagon imitating art, it's art imitating the Pentagon. Skynet! Skynet. And you pay for Skynet. And again, you're not going to have, if they get their way, you're not going to even have, the average cop is going to be disarmed, only having a taser, and a robot 18-wheeler is going to pull up, and robots are going to get out of the back, and that's who's going to come in your house and kill you. As if we're going to wait in our houses for that to happen.
Big Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wow, these weeks just blast past us. It is Thursday, the 9th day of February 2012. Lou Rockwell, former congressional chief of staff for Ron Paul, is going to be joining us to look at what's happening in the Ron Paul campaign. There's clear election fraud happening across the country. Guys, I forgot to have you print it for me. If you go to MSNBC, it was on the front page. The headline is basically man behind Super PAC. Ron Paul Super PAC is a 9/11 truther demonizing Gary Franchi. And then myself, and they actually imply that Gary Franchi is insane and needs to be on medication in the article. They actually say that because Gary Franchi believes in a world government. Gee, I just saw a UN press release calling for global government and global taxes, and it was in U.S. newspapers on Friday. I've just got literally more than 50 world leaders, prime ministers, presidents calling for global government, global governance run by 6 megabanks you pay carbon taxes to and money transfer taxes on. And I mean, I go on talk shows and they go, "You're a kook. You think there's going to be drones in the skies?" And I'm like, it's official. $63 billion FAA package, half of it to be drones in the sky. I mean, look at this. Associated Press, American Civil Liberties Union, all reporting. Bill clears path for 30,000 surveillance drones over U.S. in the next 10 years. And I was on a radio talk show this morning, and while they were telling me about how local news is saying the drones are going to be for traffic, to monitor traffic, I went and searched what they said, and sure enough, all over the country, for the sheep, they're announcing, yes, Pentagon drones and local police drones to monitor traffic. Just like the cameras, you know, 15 years ago were put up under Homeland Security before that was even publicly announced, under the federal auspices of traffic. We're going to monitor traffic. They always have some little, touchy-feely excuse for the Pentagon setting up this total control grid. But now it's all admitted. Using the military against the American people, having us disappear into black holes, it's all happening. It's all happening like a bad nightmare. And I've got stacks of news today. I know you're seeing it on your news. It's everywhere. They're going, yeah, in Europe, England, the U.S., they're going to start censoring speech. You know, it's just the thing to do. And you don't have any privacy on the web. And businesses everywhere are getting these FBI flyers that are on the FBI website, where every business you can imagine is being told, are people paying cash? Are people surfing the internet and using AOL or Comcast? It actually says in this FBI flyer. In fact, guys, will you get me that copy? They had on the nightly news last night when Mike Adams did it. They took my big stack of 30-plus flyers. And because people won't believe this, I've got to read from it where it says, are they using Comcast or AOL? That could be a proxy. Go ahead and call FBI. Get their license plate, but don't let them know you're watching them. They could be dangerous. What? And again, it's like, do they have a cell phone? Do they have blue jeans? It actually says that in the flyers. Are they missing a finger? Do they have an American flag tattoo? And you're like, well, that's ridiculous. That's everybody. That's the point. It's about a total culture of paranoia, only trusting the Skynet drones and the TSA checkpoints on highways and people groping your wife. They're the threat. The founding fathers said it'd be big government run by special interest. And here it is. And the special interest openly stealing 27 plus trillion from the American people in everyone's face. Yeah, I'm going to get to this article later, but here it is. Super PAC supporting Ron Paul is operated by a 9/11 truther. And they've got conspiracy theories that there's election fraud in Nevada and Iowa. No, they just admittedly was fraud, caught red-handed both places. I mean, a month after we told you that, or 3 weeks after in Iowa, they went, yeah, we're throwing out the results. We don't know what we're going to do yet, but it's all screwed up. And MSNBC, the mouse that roared, Again, Infowars.com is about 14 times bigger. Last time we did an actuary at Alexa.com. But again, the other parrots will all pick this up and they'll give it some power. But there it is. There's 816 comments demonizing Gary Franchi. By the way, let's see if we can get Franchi on at one to pop in and talk about this. I'll give him a call. I meant to tell you that. And it goes into the article freaking out and links to an interview he did with me where he talked about how when he was a teenager and was listening to this show, because he's a bit younger than I am, so he was listening when I was like 25 and he was, you know, like 18 or something, that his parents thought he was insane and put him on drugs. And they used that clip and say, see, he's crazy. No, this is the Soviet Union in the making, just like they drugged people that didn't like Stalin. And, Gary's quoted as saying, yeah, I was worried about a new world order, a cashless society, a banking takeover. All of it's happening. And so my parents drugged me. So they use that quote to make it sound like he's crazy. No, what's crazy is that he was drugged because he was aware of this. So they're implying, I mean, it's just amazing the level of yellow journalism in the mouse that roared. Now, you know what's incredible? We've got an Infowars.com headline here. Mossad works with terror group to assassinate Iranian nuclear scientist. And, of course, that's an article we put out yesterday. But here it is today in MSNBC. Israel teams up with terror group to kill Iran's nuclear scientist, U.S. officials tell NBC News. And I got Kurt writing an article right now. I know we've said this before and written about it before, but to give you the scores of examples, I said, put them all in there. And he said, what, put an encyclopedia in there? It's too much, but he's going to try. Of the hundreds of admissions where Al-Qaeda was created, funded, protected in every major terror attack and as proxies against the Russians, Serbs, Christians in Africa, to take over Libya, now to be invading Syria, to help back up the takeover against their old puppet Mubarak in Egypt, and to now being used against Iran and Russia. And what's incredible is it's CFR, Rand Corporation, all of these major think tanks admit they work for them, like you're an idiot. And then they have MSNBC separately go, Alex Jones is horrible, crazy 9/11 truther, and Gary Franchi is, and Ron Paul was asked about government-sponsored terror and said, well, I don't ever believe anything the government says, so I question 9/11. So they're now digging up videos where Paul is, you know, says, well, I don't trust him, but, you know, whatever, we shouldn't be over there anyways. And he's told, you know, people, he's been asked about it, he said, well, I just got so many other things I'm dealing with, that's a tar baby, because you can't. You know the hijackers were led into the U.S., according to Toronto Star, Associated Press, because the heads of the embassy said, we were ordered to let them in, and we're told they were CIA agents. That's on record. Springman and others, I've had him on, head of the visa section, boom. I had him on like a month after 9/11, he blew the whistle. The Undersecretary of State, Kennedy, wouldn't lie and said, okay, we got the underwear bomber on the plane. We were ordered to by an unnamed U.S. agency. And the Congress people in the committee said, okay, let's drop that. Thank you, sir. No more on that. I mean, look, I'm supposed to just sit here while these terrorists do this to us and put up with it. And then I'm the bad 9/11 truther. You're like, oh, so you love the Muslim extremists, huh? Oh, so Al-Qaeda's good. That's not what I said. I said Al-Qaeda does attack people, and they set up Al-Qaeda agents and double agents. Al-Qaeda's used everywhere. They're used to be blamed for attacks here, to take our liberties. They're used to attack it. Everybody is proxies, and here it is in the news. Bush, 5 years ago, put out an announcement on the White House website. Why? Because the military wasn't going to do this. There was a big fight in the Pentagon over this. They're like, you got Amiral Alawi hanging out in here. He's a double agent. You got Adam Perlman, the Jewish kid, who's the commander of Al-Qaeda. Everybody knows that's fake, uploading videos in the Pentagon's own format. The Al-Qaeda logo with the Pentagon front group's own logo in the same video layer. They're uploading it. The guy takes the beard off, but not it's even a fake beard. You can see it's a fake beard. It's all a complete joke. I can't handle it anymore. And I'm the traitor. I'm the Batman because I have a brain. I know what's going on. I don't even have to have a brain. This is all admitted now. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. The Pentagon 5 years ago is you're going to fund four terror groups, three of them Al-Qaeda, one of them Kurdish, to attack Iranians, the same people that have been killing our troops in Iraq. We're not going to do it. We want public letters saying arm them in Iraq and send them into Iran. And they actually said, okay, you want it public? Boom. See, that's the tactic. The troops are like, the troops are having mutinies, it came out 6-7 years ago over having to grow the opium and load it on C-130s and having to fly Taliban out to safety into Pakistan, as I said in Road to Tyranny, 10 years old, to start the next war into Pakistan, which they're calling for open war with Pakistan now to fight Al-Qaeda. It'd be like if I wanted to take your house in drug forfeiture, I'd just throw cocaine over your back fence and then come take your house. They caught the police in Seattle doing that and owning over half the bars now. They'll sell drugs to another cop in your bathroom and then take your bar and then let cops run it. Same deal. You just, oh, I want to invade your country? Al-Qaeda. You know, this pen in my hand is Al-Qaeda. I just drop it in your country. Oh, Al-Qaeda's there. I'm going to attack you. Oh, Al-Qaeda's attacking America. We're going to take all your rights here. Oh, but we're going to use Al-Qaeda to take over your country. Oh, but now Al-Qaeda works for us. But separately, we got to take your rights because Al-Qaeda. And so the Pentagon said, we're not going to do this. And so they said, okay, we'll just go public. So when the troops wouldn't grow the opium, they just had them all come on the news. And the troops were all standing there going, you grow the opium now. They're like, yeah, under orders. See, it's okay. And look, Jack Bauer tortures on TV, so it's okay for you to torture. Good guys do that now. Of course, when you get caught doing it, we're going to put you in prison. See, it's all psychological warfare to just get you to accept pure evil, pure craziness, pure corruption. Al-Qaeda works for the globalists, period. We have a couple sources who have worked inside of a FEMA camp training center, and they now admit they've trained the military for domestic operations, of course, and civilian inmate labor camp operators. And, of course, that's even been in the Wall Street Journal now. But they've really increased the security. They bug their eyes out at everyone that comes into the camp to do work. And it's just all part of this delusion by the criminals and by the camp workers that everyone is a terrorist. It's this crazed delusion that terrorists are under every table and you can't trust the public. And that delusion has been given to you because you're actually the bad guys. But that's how it works in history. You got to know Nazis when their camps were clandestine in the late 30s before they started becoming public. You know, we're walking around bugging their eyes at locals that were, you know, mowing their yard next to the camp or driving by or working on base. And we've got the name of the base, a lot of intel. I talked to the guy late last night. I've talked to him before. I checked with his sources. I have another source there. And then I kind of just sent an email to Kurt Nemo, who did an article this morning on it. And that's up at Infowars.com with some of the photos. We're going to get some more photos, but they're not sure about us posting them all because they might identify who they are. So they're going to send us more that they're sure of that we can show. But that article is up on Infowars.com right now. Source exposes FEMA training camp in Missouri. So disgusting. And he talks about foreign troops on the base that are training the MPs for riot control and cracking Americans' heads with batons. And they've got what he believes is a rendition torture room. They've got facilities to put people in the hole there. And you can see the little buildings where they have the individual cells that have barbed wire around them individually. If you blow that photo up right there, you can see there's barbed wire facing both directions on the outside, and then barbed wire fences facing both directions around each little building. And it's a sprawling compound. These guys kind of got shook up after, well, I can't even tell the whole story. In fact, I can't even tell you everything they saw because it would give away who they are. It's bad, though, man. This country's in so much trouble. All you people that have been living in denial out there, you're going to wake up later. The only question is, will it be too late? It's so sick. 30,000 most of them armed drones. Fox News was showing it a few years ago. It looks like a flying saucer. It's got a big turbine in it. Some of them are about 10 feet wide, some are about 4 feet, and it's got these taser cannons they shoot at people. It's like the taser shotgun, but it shoots it at, you know, there's not wires attached to it. It's a self-contained shocker. And this drone flies up and face scans you and then shouts orders at you to get down on the ground. And then if you don't, it fires shotgun tasers at you. And it also shows them firing gas at people, tear gas. And, of course, that's just to get you ready. First it'll be that, then it'll be weaponized drones. And for some reason they think the public will accept robots in the sky, because it's not the archetypal robot on its feet, but the treaded and legged robots. They've also got robots that look like dogs without heads, that are gas powered. Just type in ground robots and or combat robots, and you'll see them. There's hundreds of them they've shown the public. And of course, that stuff's 20, 30 years old. The classified stuff that I've been told about by multiple sources is just nightmarish. And mainly, they're just big wheeled robots with guns all over them and hand grenade launchers. And imagine, again, already in a whole bunch of states, they got robot 18-wheelers, robot cars on the roads with no humans on board. But what I was told about 10 years ago by some Marines that I later confirmed, or it's now 12 years ago, time flies, was they've got 18-wheelers or big treaded tanks that have a whole bunch of robots stacked up inside of them. And it just pulls up. Ramp goes down, off rolls the robots, or off walks the robots, and it's party time. But the really little nasty little buggers they've got, again, are like spiders or treaded ones too, and they're small. And they'll have one go up. It's basically a hand grenade with legs. It walks up to your front door, blows the door up, and then another one comes up behind it and goes in with a camera on it. Or they can be autonomous and just kill any life form they come in contact with. And then the little robot just comes in and kills you. And it's all your tax money. And they're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines and fluoride in your water. I mean, we are living in a science fiction crazy land. 25 years ago, they had robot rat cyborgs with brain chips that can carry explosives into your house. Oh, yeah, you didn't know about robo bomb rats? Just search it. You'll pull it up. They've got roaches 20-plus years ago with a microchip on the head and a tiny wireless camera 25 years ago.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Tendency to get on air and just start yelling and screaming. I mean, my government's been taken over by foreign banks who are open criminals, who openly every day call for global government, no liberty, technocracy, the end of freedom, the end of the family. They're eugenicists who say they want to kill us, who jack our food and water with all sorts of horrible stuff, and then give us treatments for what they've done to us. It's just total scum, and I declare independence from it. And I'm tired of it. And living in an awake state and knowing what they're doing to me and knowing what they're doing to you, and then seeing the unconscious population starting to wake up a little, but still going, well, he's right about some stuff, but he's a kook. No, I'm not a kook. Okay, I'm a red-blooded human being. I'm an American, but I'm a human being first. And my country's under an attack, and I'm sick of it. And let me tell you, Time Magazine, Newsweek, New York Times, CNN, every publication saying the Constitution's garbage, get rid of it. They are treasonous traitors. And I know they're globalist. Guys, will you print me the Cicero quote on the traitor? Cicero quote on the traitor. Traitors are the plague. I want to read that quote, or you can put it on screen. Traitors are the plague. And if these people aren't traitors, then I don't know what they are. If these people aren't traitors, then nobody is. I mean, it is disgusting. And because they got all a bunch of fancy flim-flam media with a bunch of fancy teleprompters and $10 million sets, there's still some people that sit there watching this scum who practices acting real official and real authoritative in their appeal to authority, the media analyst and all the rest of them in the so-called mainstream media, who are a pack of crooks. And because they have almost no viewers now, because they have no credibility, because they know you're starting to wake up to them, they're now racing to start giant wars. They're now racing to start giant wars because they know in a war, you will shut up and go along with the police state in history. War is the health of the authoritarian state. And we read you those breakdowns of that famous quote yesterday. All right, let me just do this. Why I get so hot. I get in here, I study the news, and then I go on air. And by the time I've gone over all this news, I'm hotter than a pistol. I mean, where to start? This is just so insane. Look at this headline in MSNBC. Okay, reported by the Associated Press. AP article posted in MSNBC. Now, here's another MSNBC article attacking myself and Gary Franchi because we believe Al-Qaeda is run by globalists. We're bad men. We're crazy. We're evil. We believe a global government's being founded by megabanks, which is publicly happening on the world stage. Headlines, Europe getting rid of all sovereignty, transferring to private banks. Giant taxes raised, people going homeless, thousands of children a day being handed over to the state because the parents are starving in Greece alone. Just the mega banks appointing the new prime ministers and presidents of Greece and Italy and other places. Everything we said happening exactly as we said, with them announcing world government, and they write an article in NBC saying we're insane. That's because they have nothing but total hatred and contempt for you and your family. They think you are a moron idiot. And obviously, you're not a moron idiot. Local radio shows have more viewers than MSNBC. I mean, they're nothing. But again, they still put this big front on with their Janet Napolitano, Mr. Mathau, all those people they got on there. It's a joke. Fox News, a joke. All of it. You know, I have somebody telling me, oh, I got a new Fox show, and I want you know they want you to be on it, and I got to tell them I can't even do it. I mean, I don't even want to be part of it. You people, the whole thing's just a joke. It's all a big joke. It's all a big fraud, all a big scam. And I know where this road leads. I mean, it leads into Nazi Germany type stuff, Soviet Russia, Pol Pot, Khmer Rouge, Cambodia type stuff. I mean, it leads into the nastiest, stinking, technocratic Hades I can imagine, and then some. And it's just going to get crazier and sicker, and the poverty and the police state and the secret police and all of the garbage and all the toadies and all the control freaks given unlimited power to run roughshod over us. It's so humiliating, and it's painful to watch our country and the world and all systems of freedom having its throat slit and butchered. It's like watching a beautiful woman, the most beautiful woman you can imagine, having hundreds of cigarettes put out on her. And then her lips cut off and her eyelids cut off and then her guts hacked out of her. That's what it's like. It makes me sick. And I watch all these so-called men I see everywhere. A bunch of soft, pathetic, wannabe tough guys who make me want to throw up. You scum. Excuse me. The point is you're in trances and you're in comas and that's your problem. I shouldn't be angry at you. I was once in a coma as well. Just now it's so obvious. How could you not be awake? And even those of you that are awake, some of you say, well, what can we do? Or oh, they'll get me if I speak out. They're going to get you if you don't speak out. You figured that out yet? The scum is training us to accept their evil. They're trying to corrupt everyone along to their system to accept it. All right, let me just read you the headlines. Do I have any discipline? Can I ever do this? Probably not. Israel teams up with terror group to kill Iran's nuclear scientist, U.S. official tells NBC News. 5 years after I told you this, when it was on the front page of the White House website and got no coverage, 5 years after I told you that it's Al-Qaeda, and they admit that, they just throw it in your face. and still have the same publication say Franchi and I are insane for pointing this out. Look at that. Same publication. We're insane for being right. They're mad at us for knowing what we're talking about. They're mad at us. And then right next to it, they're admitting what we said is true. This is what the system does. This is what they think of us. This is what they think of you. Israel teams with terror group to kill Iran's nuclear scientist. U.S. official tells NBC News. Here's another one. Super PAC supporting Ron Paul is operated by 9/11 Truther. NBC, Haaretz and Jerusalem Post and UPI have all reported for at least a decade that Hamas was founded by Israel and that Israel, quote, runs fake al-Qaeda groups who they have bomb Israelis every time they want to take Israelis' rights. Does that mean there aren't real suicide bombers or a woman that goes on a bus and stabs 15 people? No, that goes on. The point is, most of these big events are staged. I mean, it's in the Israeli newspaper. You're like, oh, you anti-Israel scum. Is Haaretz anti-Israel? I mean, if I walk outside and the sky's blue, you're like, you're against red. You say it's blue. I'm like, well, the sky's blue right now. It's daytime, but blue. You're pretty weird, man. And I get angry and I go, it's blue. Don't tell me it's red. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. I mean, this mind game doesn't work on me. Does it work on you? Now, again, notice, though, they're saying Israel works with the, when you read deeper, the al-Qaeda terror group. Israel, England, all of it's run by the same New World Order system. And they created al-Qaeda. The Pentagon, Zbigniew Brzezinski created it and used them against the Russians, the Serbs, against Gaddafi, now against Syria. I mean, it's in the news that jihadis, al-Qaeda and others are being brought in by the West on three fronts to attack the Syrian regime. And again, remember 8-9 months ago when they were launching the war on Libya, I told you where it would go. And they even talked to you like you were a child and said, this is not a war. This is a kinetic action. And we don't need congressional approval. We have UN approval. More treason. Do words still mean things? Yes, they do. I said treason, real treason. And Hillary at the time said, we promise there'll never be anything military in Syria, while they were funding these groups that are now got street battles going on all over the country. And it's being reported, and there's links to this. They're now, we told you this weeks ago, now it's being reported. Oh, there are Western NATO, Israeli, and other Arab state commandos in there and U.S. troops right on the border arming and advising. So they're attacking Syria through al-Qaeda proxies out of Saudi Arabia. And now what we told you weeks ago is being admitted. Now it's being admitted. Iran has sent in 15,000 of their special forces, and the Russians have said they've got a military base there, they've got a naval base. They're putting Spetsnaz into the country. They've been there, and now it's going to be U.S. troops fighting Russians. I mean, this is how this stuff escalates, and you've got a bucket of cowardly trash like Hillary Clinton running all of this. I mean, they already tried to cause war with Russia on 888. And then they have neocon groups put articles out saying Jones must be a Russian spy, that he doesn't want to have war with Russia. How about I'm not a lunatic? They're like, we're patriotic. Jones doesn't like America. No, I don't like the foreign banks that already conquered my country. If there were Russian banks over here doing it, you bet I'd be bashing Russians 24/7. The Russians are all surrounded being attacked by proxy wars. And it's not even America attacking the Russians. It's the bankers doing it. The bankers. They play us all off against each other. I'm sick of it. They're the ones taking my liberties. They're the ones funding the think tanks to write the laws. They're the ones going after my republic. They're the ones pushing torture and war. They're the ones using my tax money and then having subsidiaries that make money off the drones. They're the ones giving the big grants to colleges to shift all the big scholarships into domestic spying and the rest of it, and changing our culture from an industrial agrarian culture to a service culture and now into a prison culture. They're the ones that have converted us to 6 million in prison, world record. They're the ones. They're the criminals. They're the scum. They're the trash. They're the outlander. They're the foreigners. They're the globalists. That Fareed Zarqawa scum up there on CNN, some foreigner Bilderberg trash, calling for world government, bad-mouthing the Constitution every week. Some foreign traitor scum on New World Order CNN trash, started by Ted Turner, a eugenicist that talks about killing 90% of the population. They're a bunch of sick crooks. And they just perch up there all day like they're the officials. They're the authorities. They've got all the answers. Oh, man, I'm getting angry now. Look at this. U.S. and Israel split on speed of Iran threat. Oh, but they agree there's this threat, so they got to be attacked. Here's another one. Russia's Putin warns against outside interference. Their foreign minister, he says the West is now a cult of violence, using Muslim extremists and Al-Qaeda to take over Libya, Syria. I mean, it's true. And you're like, well, you don't like the West using Al-Qaeda. You love Putin. Oh, yeah, yeah. Big fan of that. Again, it's a bunch of traitors masquerading around like they're Americans. They're a bunch of terrorists that run the Muslim extremists. That's who all these Pentagon brass are, all these think tank scum. These are terrorists, folks. They all know. They all have dinner with the Lockheed and Perlman. They all sit up there with the four American leaders of Al-Qaeda, all from America. Of course they're from America. Al-Qaeda is run by the banks that run this country. But the American people want to give up all their rights and be raped financially by the mega banks and have all their private property taken because it's so much fun to hate Muslims. And you're like, well, okay, the Muslim extremists are run by the West. No, they're not. You know, guys, will you put up the Newsweek cover, the war against Christians? Newsweek cover, the war against Christians. And it's not the globalist war against Christmas and Christianity or saying churches have got to sell day after pills and, you know, and support abortion and hire people of different religions. You know, government totally getting involved in church, which the First Amendment bans. Contrary to the inverted baloney about churches can't be involved in anything, it's the opposite. Congress and the government have no jurisdiction, period. They've got their big war, but now because they're getting ready for a war with Iran, they invoke, oh, after attacking Christians all day, Christians are under attack from Muslims all over the world. And so let's have a war with them. And that's actually true. The Muslims, on average, living on $2 a day in the Middle East, are killing each other constantly, Shiite, Sunni, other groups. And you bet sometimes they have riots, just like the Catholics and the Protestants in New York getting fights, or the Puerto Ricans and the black folks getting fights. Absolutely, it's going on. And you bet they actually fund Wahhabists to come to power in places in North Africa where they actually are killing Christians. That's actually in the Newsweek article. Again, you just type in Newsweek cover, the war on Christians. It's all over the place on newsstands. I bought a copy 3-4 days ago and forgot to bring it into the office. It's at my house. And it shows the face of Jesus, a painting of Jesus with like blood spattered on the ground from some riot. And they even in the article are like, oh, in Libya too, the extremists now are going after Christians. And don't mention our criminal government put them in power there. You see how that works? You see how they operate? Here, I bet I can find it right here. Oh, there it is. Yep, the war on Christians. There it is. Jesus' face with blood all over it. Oh, look, they're killing our Lord. They're desecrating him. Kill the Muslims, kill the Arabs, kill the brown people. Meanwhile, the criminals that run our government absolutely hate Christianity and are telling churches now, okay, you've been 501c3. We violated the First Amendment. We're running your church now. You're a charity, not a church. Now you're going to teach abortion. Now you're going to hand out these pills and condoms. Now you're going to hire people that aren't Christian. How's that sound? But this isn't a war on Christianity, though. It's the Muslims. And then they use examples of basically gang fighting between Christians and Muslims around the world. By the way, the Muslims have always been very tolerant of other religions. It's that you can't convert to Islam and then go back. And Christianity predates Islam, and Islam whether you agree with that or not, says that it is an offshoot of Christianity and Judaism and worships the same God. And they follow Moses and the whole nine yards, ladies and gentlemen. But they don't teach that in the media. They say they want to kill Jesus. That's what that article says. They hate Jesus. They want to get Jesus. They want him. They hate him. That's what they teach. That's what they teach on talk radio. I hear the Christian radio stations. And my point is the globalists want us to have World War III with the Muslims, as Albert Pike and other globalists wrote, so then they can demonize all religion and bring in this UN world religion where you're not allowed to actually have any beliefs. You've got to follow this Gaia garbage, which isn't even about the earth. All right, when I come back, I'm going to run through a bunch of the other news. It's just when I read about 30,000 drones, and of course they're going to roll them out in a non-threatening way. Oh, the military is just doing drills for overseas next. Oh, now they're going to be in America for you. No, they are for the citizens. Oh, the drones are for traffic. That Reaper is for traffic direction. And again, they're lying to us using Pentagon tactics of deception because we're the enemy. That's why you don't have a military involved domestically. Live, and again, I'm trying to cool my jets here. Yeah, my gut tells me what to do, my conscience. By the way, in the InfoWar, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see this. If not, go to InfoWars.com and go to the online video bookstore / apparel shopping cart. And we've come out with, I don't know, 5 or 6 new InfoWars.com bumper stickers. And I am selling these at cost. We've got color ones. We've got ones that look like they've been spray painted. We've kind of got a hipster, trendy, groovy style one. We've got it all there, ladies and gentlemen. And we're selling these at cost. And my shipping guy, Weldon, was like, all right, you sure you want to sell these at cost? Because people order so many of them. You've had to hire 2 extra shipping guys just to send all these out. Yes, these are at cost, at cost, at cost. I am selling bumper stickers at cost. Packs of 25, packs of 50, packs of 100. And we've got the new stencils. In fact, John, I forgot to get it up on the table. Will you grab me that stencil over there? I want to show people. I made these in America. These bumper stickers are made in America as well. They're color. They cost me a lot more. And I had to get a factory in the United States to make these. They're pretty expensive. They cost us $4.95 a piece, even though I ordered 2,000 of them. And we're selling them at cost. We're selling these babies at cost. You know what it factors in, my shippers and the rest of it? I think they're like $6 a piece. The point is, InfoWars.com, giant stencils. And I don't want you to wreak havoc with these. And I'm serious when I say that. They're just putting 30,000 drones in the sky with Hellfire missiles. I mean, there's no, you know. Don't fight back in an info war or anything. Seriously, actually, just put it on your own barn, an old car you got. Hang a sheet out your window, banner hangs, whatever. Legal, lawful areas that it's your own property, or you can convince a business, or areas in town where they do murals or whatever. Ask if you can, hey, put InfoWar.com up there. Only got 2,000 of these. They're going to go quick at cost. And then if we can sell those and see that people want them, we'll order 4,000 next time. This is definitely an InfoWar weapon right here. By the way, this always happens. I do events. Every event I've ever done is completely sold out. All the big events have completely sold out. 1,200 people, 2,000, you name it. And always, when you get about halfway up to the event, which we are now, I've sold about half. Both venues are right at half sold. In Orlando for the 26th and for Dallas the 19th, go to InfoWars.com/events. We're right at half the tickets sold. Okay, both events. In fact, it's a little bit more than half sold now at the big facility they've got. I think they can even hold more than 1,000. We may try to get them to bring chairs in and expand. It's a really nice place, big theater at the ILI Center there in Orlando. And then the people are always like, add a second date. And I did that out in California. It held 900 when I went out there just a year ago out in Santa Cruz. And I added another date. I cannot add second dates, okay? I got too much going on. I got to be driving on down the road. You go to Infowars.com/events. I'll give an hour and a half speech, take 30 minutes of questions, and then air a 30-minute documentary that's going to be something special. But the speech is Blueprint to Defeat the New World Order. Infowars.com/events. Or you can call the theater that's listed there and buy them over the phone. The Lakewood. It is the Lakewood, isn't it? I've given a speech there before. It holds about 900. And then the Highline deal, big Highline Center in Orlando. So get your tickets right now, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com/events. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're getting Lou Rockwell on for about 30, 40 minutes after the break. And I've intended to open the phones up and take your calls. There is so much incredibly crazy news out there that I need to go over. And we're going to be breaking it down coming up with Lou Rockwell. But we have a little tidbits of news like this. Group forces congressional hearing on Big Sis Twitter drudge spying. And sure enough, through FOIA request, they're spying on the Drudge Report on Twitter. Have we searched the 300 pages of documents to see if they're spying on Infowars.com? We ought to click on that link and see if... Because I know they did some FOIA stuff and Infowars and Alex Jones were being spied on earlier last year in another report that came out, which is an extreme badge of honor. But I'm a little bit jealous right now of Drudge in this article being spied on by Big Sis, but I guess it is the news trendsetter. And they say in here that they're tracking criticism of government that affects their ability to keep us safe. See, criticizing them, remember Dick Cheney on Meet the Press years ago, he said, if you have an investigation of 9/11, I saw this on TV live in a hotel room, and it made the news after that, then investigating 9/11 will cause a nuke to go off. Al-Qaeda will then nuke us. It's like, Gingrich said yesterday, I saw it on MSNBC, I saw the article, that we're going to be nuked. Iran has a nuke and is going to nuke America. They don't have missiles or delivery systems or even have a nuke, but they're going to nuke us. So, and Iraq was going to nuke us too. So, Group Forces Congressional Hearing on Big Sis Twitter Drudge Spying. Homeland Security is monitoring the web for anti-government sentiment and signs of social unrest. A privacy advocacy group has swayed Congress to hold a hearing next week in the Department of Homeland Security's practice of monitoring social networks such as Twitter, Facebook, and Drudge, as well as, again, media organizations, including Drudge Report. The Electronic Privacy Information Center, EPIC, recently obtained close to 300 pages of documents as a result of the Freedom of Information Act lawsuit detailing the federal agency's intelligence gathering practices on the web. Among the documents were guidelines from DHS instructing outside contractors to monitor the web for media reports and comments that reflect adversely on the agency or the federal government, the federal family. And our mommy is Janet Napolitano, and her mommy was Janet Reno. And then she had Rachel Maddow and Judge Jean Muir here in Austin. I think it's like a clone, though. It's just like, you know, one clone has a little gray patch and the other. But in fact, I'm told they all were actually bred in the womb of the pod person, Janet Reno. I mean, why do we have to be ruled by weird madams, women called madams who creep around? And, of course, the new Supreme Court justice looks just like Napolitano. I'm starting to think this is actually a secret government cloning program. And, of course, you know, clones a lot of times have problems. A lot of the sheep that are clones kind of look deformed and ugly. And, okay, see, I'm being sarcastic and being mean. I shouldn't be mean to a jackboot thug who has TSA grabbing children's genitals to train them to be victims of pedophilia. I mean, I should cower in fear of her. She might do something to me. She might get me. Oh, I'm so scared. No, I'm scared of being scared. I'm not scared of you, maggot. In fact, I'm now dubbing her Janet Dung Beetle Napolitano. Not Mr. Napolitano. Not Mr. Janet Napolitano. That's, no. Janet, she's not a mister. She's not a miss. She's a dung beetle. She's a giant, dark crystal, skeksis-serving dung beetle. That's what she is. She's a New World Order dung beetle. So I now dub her Janet Dung Beetle Napolitano. I remember her on the news show saying, I don't like Drudge making fun of me and calling me a troll. He never calls you a troll, but we are going to now dub you Janet. You know there's going to be graphics of this made now and animations. Janet Dung Beetle Napolitano and the other dung beetles like her. All right. I'm serious, man. You maggot dung beetle. Running all your black ops and drug dealing and narcotics trafficking and everything else you do, you make me sick.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, for the rest of the hour, we are joined by the one, the only, Lou Rockwell. He heads up lourockwell.com. He heads up the Von Mies Institute as well. And he is the former chief of staff for Congressman Ron Paul and so much more. In fact, he founded the Ludwig von Mies Institute with the Austrian School of Economics to enshrine and promote that sensible information versus the Keynesian voodoo baloney that's maneuvered us into the crony monopolistic fraud system that they now are blaming capitalism for. I always love how they ignore the Constitution and, like oxygen leaving the room, our prosperity leaves. And then now the media, New York Times and others, are blaming the Constitution for our problems. And the parrots are parroting that. And then when they go away from free market capitalism into crony mafia government, basically, kleptocracy, they then blame capitalism for it and openly say, have a managed economy with technocrats, mega bankers running things. Ban Ki-moon has called for world government again and world taxes. Associated Press, Reuters, Desert News. And MSNBC is out attacking Ron Paul today. I read the article last hour, part of it. Gary Franchi is joining us at the start of the next hour, saying we're all insane. Ron Paul, myself, we talk about a global government. Well, I've played for you, and it's in the film I produced, Invisible Empire, more than, I was being conservative, several hundred clips of world leaders in the last decade calling for world government, global governance, and one quote saying it means the state is God, and that's a good thing. The head of the UN, the head of the EU, the last British prime minister, presidents, all of them, all the documents, but it doesn't exist because they said so. So we have a corporate world government hijacking, annihilating, and a corporate takeover, all free market, all independence, using our money to destroy us, to pay for 30,000 drones, half of the $63 billion in the four-year FAA funding that just passed. This is Associated Press. I showed it to you last hour. You're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, or just type in Bill Clear's path for 30,000 surveillance drones over U.S. in the next 10 years. And they say the feds are now going to give you traffic reports with them, and they're going to have some that are weaponized. And 2 weeks ago in North Dakota, they thought some people might have stole some cows, so the Air Force helped local police track the people with the drones, the Predator drone. This is amazing. So Lou Rockwell's going to join us on all of that. Big Sis, we now learn, is spying on people for their political views. If it, quote, where's the exact quote here? There's just so much I want to cover here in the time we have with Lou Rockwell. If it is critical of the federal government or reflect adversely on an agency or federal government, you're being put in a file and they want you to know that. Meanwhile, Politico's reporting Ron Paul could cause a caucus delegate battle. And now with Santorum winning some, Paul winning some, or second place, the heir apparent, the other little globalist, Mr. Carbon Tax, Mr. Abortion, Mr. Open Border, Mr. Bain Capital, who they just hired the former head of to work for Obama, you know, two peas in a pod, Mr. Mittens Romney, the globalist, I mean, this is a three-way race, and there's huge evidence of fraud. I know Lou likes to, you know, probably not even cover that too much, because even though it's been admitted in Iowa and admitted in other places, the media uses it to say we're bad sports. Well, no, we're not bad sports. We're watching a Don King match, and you know it's a rigged boxing match. I mean, it's going on. So I want to talk Ron Paul first here. Regardless, as you know, Lou, he's winning by getting the word out about liberty and building a platform for liberty into the future. And despite them saying he can't win with that mantra, he's doubled in almost every state or more the votes he got last time. But overall, what's your view of what's happening in this campaign right now?
Well, I thought one thing that happened very recently that's maybe as a symbol of other things is what happened at CPAC. CPAC is an annual gathering of all the corrupt Beltway Republican elites and consultants and the whole gang there of the ruling aspects of the Republican Party. But they also allow young people to come, and they have politicians speak. In the last 2 years, each year they have a presidential straw poll. In the last 2 years, Ron Paul has won that straw poll overwhelmingly because of the young people he attracts to come to that meeting, because he's going to speak there, and because, as always, you know, it's something that I've never seen in my whole lifetime duplicated. He attracts young people in the most amazing way, educates them, and of course they lay down in front of the railroad car for him, and they go to these meetings and they've elected him in these straw polls. Well, the CPAC. Very openly, the Cardenas, the head of it, and the other people associated with it say they don't want this to happen again. So they're changing their voting system from a paper ballot to electronic voting. So my guess is Ron's not going to win the straw poll at CPAC this year. In fact, he's not going to be there speaking. He's going to be campaigning in Maine. And the campaign, I think, very correctly decided that they did not want to put any energy and effort into CPAC this time. But they want to prevent him from winning, and I guess they're going to prevent him from winning, even though he'll get the number of votes. There are going to be a lot of young people there, but, you know, how can you trust these people? I always think the same is true about any election, and you mentioned Nevada, Iowa, and other places that we are right to be suspicious of. But here we have a group of people, politicians, who are happy, let's just take one example, happy and anxious to kill a million people in Iraq, start a war against a country that never did anything to us, to engage in immense property destruction, the death of a million people, the ethnic cleansing of many more millions, the destruction of the Christian communities in Iraq that have existed unmolested since the time of Christ, now are wiped out. So the people are we supposed to think that the people who have no trouble doing that, or bailing out the banks, or, you know, a million and one other crimes, are we supposed to think that they actually would hesitate to steal an election? So that's not proof that they're doing it, of course, but let's not kid ourselves that these people are somehow morally above stealing an election where they're happy to start a war, happy to engage in this vast program of redistribution where they take money from the productive and give it to the unproductive and so forth. All the rest of the things that politicians do. So,
well, look at Fast and Furious. Look at Fast and Furious, caught shipping guns into Mexico. We say it's to blame the Second Amendment. And then the memo comes out, CBS News, to blame the Second Amendment. That's a false flag. But let me raise this point. NBC has the headline that Israel works with terror group, and then you read it's an al-Qaeda group, to kill scientists in Iran. Well, Bush was doing that as well. And now they've given al-Qaeda control of Libya. Even LA Times admits they're putting al-Qaeda groups in via NATO into Syria. So how can they freak out when people point out that our own government is even working with these groups out of Saudi Arabia? I mean, this is in the news now that they're this evil.
Well, al-Qaeda, we always have to remember, and I'm not myself as sure what that is. It's certainly an ideological tendency. Maybe it's more than that, but to the extent that it's an organized group, it was founded and funded by the U.S. government in the war against the Russians in Afghanistan. This is where Osama bin Laden came into it, and all these similar people were being funded through Pakistan and directly by the CIA to fight the Russians. And then one of the things the U.S. did in order to fight the Russians was gather every what they would now refer to as Islamic extremists into that battle to go into Afghanistan, and eventually, of course, they did toss out the Russians. So this whole group has had CIA connections from the very beginning, and so they're being put into Libya. They're putting the U.S. wants, like any empire, the Romans had the rule, divide et impera, divide and conquer, divide and rule, divide and dominate. And so that's the way empires work. So they want to cause trouble, because the more, if people are peaceful and happy, there's no room to make trouble. So they want unrest, they want war, they want destruction, because it enables them to take power and enrich themselves and all the rest of the things that empires do. So, yeah, this is they're getting rid of, one way to look at what's happening to Syria and the same thing in Iraq, they're getting rid of the last secular Arab, the last non-Islamicist Arab regime in the world, in Syria. Now, I'm no fan of Assad, but what, on the other hand, as I think we can see from Iraq, there were, things can get worse. And so I know that the al-Qaeda groups, the Islamicist groups that are coming to power via the U.S. and NATO in Syria want to ethnically cleanse all the Christians out of Syria. Again, this is a country that's had very ancient Christian communities that go back to the time of Christ. They want to get them out. Maybe they'll murder them, too, but they certainly want to throw them out of their homes and push them out of the country. The same with the minority Alawites, which is a Muslim sect that the other Muslims think of as heretical. That's what Assad belongs to. So they want to kill them. That's what they're saying. They're going to put them up against the wall and shoot them. The Christians, they're only going to ethnically cleanse them. Thanks a lot. So this is being promoted by the U.S. government. Hillary Clinton, the warlordess, and so forth, calling on more destruction. The so-called Syrian Free Army is entirely a creation of the U.S. And again, this is a dictatorship.
And now it's escalating.
This is a bad government, I'll agree, but they're going to make it worse, just as in Libya.
Well, exactly. And then Newsweek comes out and says there's a war on Christians, and everywhere they show, it's Western proxy groups that are killing the Christians. And you watch when the jihadis kill the Christians, they're going to spin that and say, we got to have more wars. The Muslims are killing the Christians. All because the general public isn't paying attention. And they say, TSA's got to grope your wife and take your baby's diaper off and give you a genital exam because of Al-Qaeda. And you're like, but you're running Al-Qaeda. It's just amazing.
Well, this is the way of empires. I mean, pretty much, I think we can always assume in the old British formulation that you shouldn't believe anything from the government until it's officially denied.
Yes.
You can't really believe anything the government says. These, and especially when you get into intelligence areas and military areas, these people are professional liars. I mean, that's their job, to lie, to kill, to steal, and so forth. That's their thing in life. So sometimes people from the government tell the truth. We have this lieutenant colonel with this impressive new article on Afghanistan out in the Armed Forces Journal. So it happens. But
I tell you what, stay there, Lou. Former Ron Paul Chief of Staff, head of the Von Meese Institute. Lou Rockwell's our guest. We'll be right back and talk more about the Ron Paul campaign. Then we'll get into drones and your phone calls. I'll give the number out when we come back. All right. You want to talk to Lou Rockwell about Ron Paul or other issues? He is quite the brain. Pretty much a Ron Paul clone, and that's a compliment. Or maybe Ron Paul's a Lou Rockwell clone. Doesn't matter, does it? We're of the same mind. Liberty and more of it, and still more. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Well, Lou, if there was ever a seal of approval that Ron Paul was the good guy, it's the demonization, the attacks, the whole political system lining up against him, the trendies in Hollywood coming out against him, but then so many other endorsements across the political spectrum. It shows that liberty's rising. But, you know, you say not 100% proof of fraud. I mean, look, he doubled or more in every other caucus what he got 4 years ago, except Nevada. We've shown the graphs, exact results he got 4 years ago. That's just them being too lazy to fix the machines. Exit polls not showing the same thing. They've said the Iowa caucuses are going to be thrown out, but don't say what that means. They admitted that they would drive the ballots in precincts where Paul was winning and then never report them. I mean, there is evidence of fraud. It's just that, yeah, if Ron Paul starts talking about it, then I guess he has to keep moving forward. But why do you think Paul hasn't talked more about this?
Well, my guess is, first of all, of course, he's concentrating on the campaign. He's working very hard in Maine right now, where things are looking very, very good. But he would have to have proof. I'm sure he feels that he has to deal with it within the system as it is. And if he felt he had proof, he would talk about it. But he doesn't feel he has proof, so therefore he doesn't talk about it. And again, again, he wants to always concentrate on the key issues. He wants to talk about the cause of peace. He wants to talk about the Federal Reserve. He wants to talk about our civil liberties. He wants to talk about government deficits and spending and all the various crimes that are going on. And that's what he knows about. That's what he wants to talk about. And he always takes the high road. This guy always, unlike anybody else in politics, he always takes the high road. So it's just not. This is for other people to discuss. Ron is talking about the issues that matter not only to our country but to the whole world, because this is a worldwide phenomenon of the increase of dictatorship and of corporatism, of a fascist economic system, and all the other horrible things. Of course, the wars, all the dead. The people maimed and the diseases and starvation that are being promoted by the U.S. These are what they call sanctions. So that's what he's. By the way, I don't speak for Ron in any sense, but just my supposition that this is why he wants to take this is what he's always done his whole life. He takes the high road.
Well, and sure, there's not 100% smoking gun. We just know there's fraud and chicanery going on. But that shouldn't keep people from getting out there and supporting him, because he still has a chance to win. I mean, he's coming in second place, third place, first place. When he does, they don't give it any attention. But he's getting a lot of delegates. And even Politico, I was reading today, is saying this could get contested now because nobody's going to really have a majority of the delegates. And a lot of people are going and becoming delegates. So what could happen in the convention?
Well, first of all, it's possible to win the nomination without ever having won a primary.
Yes.
So he can accumulate. He is accumulating delegates. And there's all kinds of people I've talked to in these recent elections, Ron Paul people who were elected as delegates. So they may have to vote for whoever wins, Santorum or whatever on the first ballot, although there's even a question about that. But in a contested convention, then they're free at some point. Maybe it's after the first ballot. Sometimes it's after the second ballot. They're free to vote their conscience. And, of course, that's Ron Paul. So it is absolutely important to work for him, to vote for him, to help him out, to donate to his cause, because this is the cause of liberty. This is the cause of our future. This is the cause of if we care about the life that our kids and our grandkids and our future descendants are going to have. We don't want to be living in some kind of fascist wasteland. We better support Ron Paul. And they can't steal everything. They only steal on the margin. Absolutely. Even though we think the system is potentially entirely crooked or partially crooked, he still is having an effect. The crowds he's drawing in everywhere he goes, whether it's Minnesota or Maine or Colorado or whatever, he draws vast crowds. And Gingrich, by the way, draws nobody, even though he's allegedly getting so much.
Well, that's the thing. As I see Ron Paul stickers all over the country, he's got all these celebrity endorsements, congressional endorsements, incredible support. Sometimes he has 20,000 people, 10,000 routinely. Small crowds are 6,000. And Gingrich literally shows up, and one person's there, and it turns out they're paid. 93%, as the news reported, of his Twitters are fake. It's the same thing with Romney. I mean, this is obviously it's a fraud. But again, I want to come back and get more into what you think we can do to get Ron Paul in there. I want to hit some other news items, get your view on where this world's going, and take phone calls with Lou Rockwell and ask him where he sees the economy going. He's really an expert in economics more than anything, founding the Ludwig von Mises Institute. So that's all coming up, but we are definitely seeing a huge awakening. In fact, I want to ask him about that on the other side, because people are getting angry. I'm getting angrier. We're not mincing words.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Rockwell's our guest till the end of the hour. And then I've got an internal military source at a FEMA camp training base, which the Wall Street Journal admits they've built emergency centers And the Army Times admits they're training for civilian inmate labor camp guards. And I have the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. But it's a conspiracy theory, even though I've been to the urban warfare drills and showed the military training to put Americans in camps. Just last year, we sent the crew to Chicago. And it showed local police with troops, with role players. They got the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts to be part of it, being handcuffed and taken into to the sports stadium. Oh, man, the system just counts on us being ignorant. I want to get into the economy more on Ron Paul, Lou Rockwell, but, I mean, you really are a intellect historically. You understand history. You've got a very interesting, you know, perspective on things that I respect and value. But I'm really starting to get freaked out. It's one thing to know all this tyranny's coming, to see it repeat itself in history, to have Homeland Security admit that they want to set up a tyranny, to have all these flyers I just showed listeners and viewers that the FBI has on their site saying if somebody pays with cash, get their license number and report them. If somebody's in an internet cafe using an internet proxy, call the police on them. I mean, it's clearly to make everybody a suspect. And now I was reading, even in the New York Times, $63 billion for the FAA over the next 4 years. They've passed the legislation, and it says half the money is for a fleet of drones, including Reapers and Predators that are armed. I mean, this is in the news, and then it's like I'm waking up in the Twilight Zone. I'm watching Fox News, a clip on YouTube, and they've got a hovercraft unmanned thing that fires tasers at people. I mean, what more? It's just, and then the Russians are putting Spetsnaz into Syria. The Iranians are sending in their people. Hillary says it's war. They just blew up Libya and admit they've killed like 40,000 people. They're lining them up. They're torturing the French ambassador. They've run Al-Qaeda flags up. I mean, ruling elites we know go crazy. From studying this, do you think we've reached a Nero or Caligula or Hitler invading Russia moment where the Anglo-American banking cartel has just gone completely bonkers? Because, I mean, they already started a war with Russia on 888 and backed off. It just, I'm freaked out. I know I'm ranting, sir. What do you say to that?
Well, I think I share your concern. I think there's no question that the neoconservatives especially have got a crazy gene, and they think that they can just start any war, and it'll only have the effects that they hope it'll have and not, you know, spread. So are they wanting to start with, you know, is Obama and Hillary, and of course, these people are just really sticky faces on the lapel of the oligarchy. They're not really running things, but they're the spokespeople. They want a regional war. They want destruction. Government always loves war because it suppresses internal dissent and it makes taxation easier. And if you're questioning the government, you're unpatriotic and all the rest of it. But it is alarming, and I've, like you, Alex, I've fought against this stuff all my life, and I've worried about it and tried to do what I could against it. But the speed of it since 9/11 is really quite extraordinary, the speed of it, the increasing fascism. That's where we live in. Roosevelt was our first fascist president. We've had a mild fascism by other country standards, but now it's becoming a tough fascism. And in terms of our civil liberties, in terms of, you know, openly admitting that they have the military arrest you and put you in a secret camp and make the arrest secret, have a secret trial, secret torture, and secret death penalty. And this is what the government admits. They admit to this. You know, we don't know what they're doing that they don't admit to.
Listen, I was talking to a guy who's given us good info in the past last night. He's coming on the last 30 minutes today at a military base in Missouri. And the guy started crying on the phone. And of course, he can't say everything on air because it'll give away who he is. But he says, and we've got photos of this, it's double barbed wire on the base with barbed wire around each little building. And he was telling me inside of these buildings, they are actual torture centers. I mean, this country is in deep trouble. But look, people say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. I've got congressmen and senators saying, we'll torture Americans. We want you to be scared. You ask for a lawyer. We say, shut up. You don't get a lawyer. And saying they'll kill citizens. I mean, so it's not even debatable. It's just that to talk to military people and others who are on this base and others, and they're like, no, these are actual interrogation torture rooms. I mean, it's just a lawless criminal government, Lou.
Well, I think as Murray Rothbard said, the state is simply a gang of thieves writ large. So there really is nothing beyond the government. These people, again, they kill, they steal, they lie as their normal MO. So although because nothing is beyond them, it doesn't mean they're doing everything. But if they're not doing something evil, either they haven't thought of it or they don't think it's in their interest. But the U.S. government and any government is never going to say, oh, gee, I can't do that because it's immoral.
Well, here's an example. London Guardian yesterday.
A consideration for them.
Sure, London Guardian yesterday. They found a bunch of new black torture sites, secret sites in Europe and in Iraq. I mean, they've got black sites everywhere. And they've got rendition centers and U.S. aircraft flying folks out. That's admitted.
Well, yeah, and of course, I mean, there are people associated with National Review, for example, back in the 1950s were advocating torture. And this has always been a part of the conservative movement and of the people who want a unitary executive. They're all pro-torture. They like torture. And this is, of course, moving down into there's always been a little bit of this in the local police, but now it's much more overwhelming at all levels, state police, local police, all these other armed agencies that exist at all levels of the government. And then the drones. I saw an alarming YouTube recently of little tiny drones that are able to fly in formation. And of course these things can be blown up too. So they're capable of killing, but they're spy drones. And they're the little tiny things smaller than a hummingbird.
But here's an example of the Twilight Zone nature. Remember 5 years ago in DC, activists said there were little bitty fake dragonflies flying around us, and the news was these are crazy people. And then 1 year later, the very same Washington Post came out and said, oh, they were right. The DARPA was testing surveillance dragonflies, and they've got fake hummingbirds, Lou. I mean, it's just crazy.
Well, again, there's nothing beyond them, and you know, their desire, every government would love to be a totalitarian state, and we're moving very quickly into that, towards that. They all have that ambition. The U.S. government would like to control every dime you've got, every dime you spend, everything about your children, your home, your community, your church, your business, everything. They want total control, and they want they don't want anything standing between the naked individual and the state. That's why they hate states' rights. It's why they hate churches. It's why they hate businesses, charities, anything that people might be loyal to. They hate families. They don't want any people being loyal to anything except the federal government and its subsidiaries and the state and the local government. You mentioned this, they hate God. The state has always been envious of God. They'd like to return to the days of the Pharaoh where the government was God. That's their ideal, but when they can't get away with that, but they hate religion. They hate, except unless it's a worship of the state religion. So these
and that's their
really,
Gaia. That's the whole Gaia global government thing they're setting up. Well, okay, let me raise this before we get into economy and then some calls. I think it's really backfiring on them, though. The government health care, the NDAA, the open admissions of wanting to censor people, all these different White House advisors, not just Cass Sunstein, but others are saying. I saw an article 2 weeks ago where they're like, ban blogs that criticize electric cars because those are failing. I mean, they're so naked and brazen in their tyranny and in their wanton attempt to dominate us, but it's backfiring. I think they took Americans' decadence and laziness on average as a sign of cowardice, and I think it's the opposite. We've had it so good because liberty produced so much, we got lazy. But I'm telling you, the sleeping giant is waking up right now, and I saw a video out of Houston where the cops go to a First Amendment rally of some in the fetters, who I know, I've been down there to speak with them, cock a shotgun, and the people start howling and so, and you cowards, you scum, and the cops all get scared and back off. They don't get it. When they start pulling shotguns out, we're not scared anymore. Just like we weren't scared of redcoats, Lou. I don't think they understand. It's not that we were scared of them. We were just lazy. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, there are a number of reasons to be optimistic. You know, we mentioned the Ron Paul campaign, but also the fact that more and more young people are waking up. More and more Americans are waking up, and you know this does represent evil, and also from an economic standpoint, the U.S. government is the biggest bureaucracy ever to exist in the history of the world by many magnitudes. And one of the things we know about bureaucracy is because it's unbelievably inefficient, unbelievably screwed up. And, you know, you just have to look at things like, for example, all the monuments the government builds to itself. You can't even build a good-looking monument anymore. They couldn't look at what happened in Katrina. They are able to kill a lot of people. But that's about it. That's about the only thing the government can do. They mess up everything else. So this is stirring opposition. There is far more knowledgeable opposition today to what they're doing to the economy, civil liberties, the war, and so forth. For the first time, there's been created, you know, a non-left-wing anti-war movement in this country, thanks to Ron Paul, the first that's existed in decades. They fear this. They hate it. They want to suppress it. But, you know, thanks to the internet, and, you know, people like you, the information gets out. So I think there's much, you know, I think the government is much weaker than it looks. It looks to be an impregnable fortress with all these weapons and so forth, but they're not. They're a small minority. We are the majority.
I totally agree.
And they depend on our consent. And if we don't give them our consent, then they fall. And so that's what they're afraid of, and that's the weapon we have to use. It's a peaceful weapon. We can't, you know, killing people is the government's way. That's not our way. But if we withdraw our consent, if we tell the truth about them, they can be brought down. They're actually in a weak position all over the world. And also, as we talked about earlier, they're also crazy. So, yeah, just like Ceausescu or any of these people who've been in power for so many years, it warps their brains. It warps them morally, too, but it warps their intelligence. It warps everything about them, and they become less and less effective as dictators.
They get delusional. It's like
they are delusional.
It's like a first-generation wealthy person who made their money is on target. The next generation starts getting spoiled and decadent. Third generation, total spoiled brats not living in reality. And 30,000 drones, robots, that's not going to protect them. They're attempting to pile on all this garbage in an attempt to intimidate us. Well, I mean, take this thing where they're going into churches and saying, Obama, you're going to hire people who you don't agree with religiously and attacking the right of free association, the First Amendment, the heart of it, and saying you're going to sell morning after pills in your vending machines. That was in the news. And you're going to, you know, pay for people's contraception. I mean, that is 100% against the First Amendment, and they know it. And it's what all the revolutions in Europe were about.
Well, they always want to. They want to tame the church. They want to tame religion. They want to make it heal and do their bidding. So just like that's one of the terrible things when Bush started his plan of funding so-called faith-based initiatives, funding religious groups. Terrible, a terrible thing because, of course, they do that in order to control them, not to help anybody out. Government is, by the way, never a charitable organization. They don't, when they give out welfare or when they give out subsidies or whatever, it's not because they want to help people. They want to control and, of course, enrich their buddies and enrich themselves. So this latest religious thing, as you can see, of course, has brought about a huge backlash. Rightly so. It's not just contraception. It's also, as you mentioned, abortive fashions and also sterilization operations. And it's forcing, and they're trying to make this crazy distinction between a church and a church hospital or a church-run university. But these are all religious institutions, and they're none of the government's business. And religion is far more powerful than the government, by the way. So my guess is Obama's going to be forced to back down. But I hope that this attempt, this bald attempt to take over the church and make it do the government's bidding.
Let me ask you a question. It's going to backfire. Yeah, I agree with you. And we're going to go to calls and then get into the economy a little bit. I wish I could have you for 10 hours here, but I know you got to go soon. But I want to get to some of these calls. Clearly, you know, they're putting Muslim extremists in that are killing Christians, and then they're attacking Christianity here in the United States more than any other religion. Why does the system worldwide, from communist Chinese to the Soviets to here, why is it Christians in particular that the system is so scared of? Real Christianity, not this Christianoid New World Order thing they've got going now.
Well, because we believe in separation of church and state, and we think that the state has no business controlling the church. The church should be an independent realm, and it's none of the government's business, just like the family and business and so many other things. Christians are the only ones who believe in separation of church and state. No other religion believes in that. So that's why, because we think that we're not a subsidiary of the state, we're not an ally of the state. We have our own far more important loyalties than to the boobs in Washington and the criminals in Washington. And that's why they hate Christianity, because we don't believe that there ought to be union of church and state.
Now, by the way here, Lou, I guarantee we've got listeners out there on over 100 AM and FM stations that are going, what do you mean? It's the liberals, it's the globalists that was talking about church and state. No, they've inverted that. And you're a historian and actually not an idiot, so you know this. But a lot of new listeners are like, what? Separation of church and state? That's that bad thing Obama uses. No. It's that the government has no right in the jurisdiction of religion. Separation of church and state means the government isn't in your business. But they've inverted it to say separation of church and state means the government is in the church. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Of course, they always turn everything around, and they're always lying, right? So just separation of church and state, I'll admit that phrase can sometimes have unfortunate resonances for some people. But exactly right. What it means is the government has nothing to say about the church. The church is an independent realm, and again, like businesses and families and communities ought to be independent of the state too, but especially the church, and that's what that means. And whenever you have any kind of union between, as is true, say, in Islamic societies, there's no the state is and the religion are entirely in league. That's true in other religions too, and I'm not attacking those other religions. I'm just saying. This is something about Christianity that, you know, that there are things that belong to God and are none of Caesar's business. This is what separation of church and state means. So the state stays out of the church. The state stays like the devil. So you don't want the devil involved in the church's business.
Well, you're right. And again, the deceptions are so ridiculous and so obvious once you're aware of them. We have a new article out that just came out on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com by Steve Watson. Paul campaign, we're winning the battle for delegates. GOP strategist predicts Ron Paul will be on the Republican ticket. And that's why the system is freaking out now, coming after Ron Paul, because he's going for a strategy for delegates. And Ron Paul has got a statement out saying we are on track. And Ron Paul doesn't put perfume on a pig, folks. If he says that, he believes they're on track to be able to force their way into the nomination, and the system is freaking out. You know, we got to pray for Ron Paul, too. He won't really talk about it on air. One time he said, well, undoubtedly there's a physical danger, but I'm telling you, if he starts to really win, man, I tell you, they could really try something on him physical. Do you ever worry about that, Lou?
Well, sure I do, but I think that we do need to pray for him, and you know, he's got good security, but absolutely we should pray for his victory as well as his well-being and his continued good health. And by the way, I'd love to see that bicycle race he talked about, having a bicycle race with his other candidates, because he's an athlete and he could beat them all, Romney and Santorum and Gingrich, of course, but the rest of them too.
Well, we have to just realize the reason I raised that, the type of arena that Ron Paul has stepped into. You know, we asked him to do this. We demanded him to do this. And then people say, well, his suit's too big, or I wish he was younger, or he should have said this. Folks, you're not in the arena. Ron Paul is running a race that I couldn't run as a young man. Okay, so you haven't been there. He's in the arena. He's doing an incredible job. And, you know, if he doesn't end up winning, folks, I don't want to hear a bunch of whining. Okay, we've had incredible victories. Don't let yourself tell yourself that we're not winning when we are.
Well, you know, also there have been times in history when there have been revolutionary moments when young people are galvanized by a wise elder, by a mentor. And we see this kind of connection between Ron Paul and young people. This is revolutionary. And I think the Ron Paul movement is unstoppable. Ultimately unstoppable. I don't know what's going to happen in terms of politics, but intellectually, in terms of a social movement, this is the future. So
that's right.
Absolutely, we need to back him, contribute to him, to tell our friends about him. Read. Actually, the best thing you can do for Ron Paul and for yourself.
And don't feel like we're defeated if he doesn't win, because again, look at him getting 100, 200% more support 4 years later. The idea is growing. That's what is so dynamic. And that's why I've got sources inside Bilderberg. Since 2006, they've been scared of Ron Paul, scared of the youth, scared of the movement, scared of the challenge to their two-party dictatorship. Let's go to Matt in Minnesota. You're on the air with Lou Rockwell. Go ahead.
Hey, Lou. I'm a over-the-road truck driver, and I've been noticed they got that transportation bill. They want to put more freight on the railways, and Jones was talking about the FEMA camps, and everything's going to be on the trains located near the FEMA camps and all that. And then I just wanted to see what the outcome on that would be.
Well, let me raise this to Lou. Lou, what do you make of it right out of Atlas Shrugged, where Obama shuts down the oil pipeline out of Canada, and Bloomberg reported so that his buddy Warren Buffett could make billions of dollars out of shipping the oil to the West Coast, to ships, to China. I mean, that's right out of Atlas Shrugged.
No, it's good. And it's typical, right? I mean, anytime when I had the privilege of working for Ron in Washington, one of the things that struck me, and I'd known this intellectually before, but it hit me in the face to be there on Capitol Hill. Every time the government does anything, somebody's making a lot of money out of it. Everything they do, no matter what they claim, they're helping the poor or, you know, preventing terrorism or whatever, people are making vast dough out of it. That's why there's a government, so people can rip the rest of us off. And so, this is typical. It's not just began with Obama, of course. But, yeah, he's enriching his pal and his railroads by closing down the pipeline. That's right. So
unbelievable.
Buffett stands to make many, many billions of dollars by that decision.
I mean, this is sabotage of our economy. It's incredible. And the company that spent hundreds of millions of dollars building it, it was more than hundreds of millions. I think the number I saw was almost $1 billion. They're just out of luck finishing it. I mean, this is terrorism. This is economic terrorism. And we let these crooks sit there and do it. Lauren in Texas, you're on the air with Lou Rockwell, LouRockwell.com. Lauren.
Hey, Lou. Hey, Alex.
Hey, go ahead.
Oh, it's such an honor to be talking to both of you. I'm so excited. And I can't believe by some kind of divine intervention, I happen to be on the air with Mr. Rockwell. So
you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Rockwell, I sent an email to you day before yesterday. It was the night of the caucuses. I was watching the three states come in. And in total disbelief, I've watched all the debates and all the caucuses and everything. I'm a grunt on the ground. I'm on the front lines. I'm there fighting the war with you guys. And by analogies, Mr. Jones, you are the General Patton going after the neo-Nazi, whatever you want to call it, the fascist. We need a new word for this that we're in. We're making history every minute of every day. I'm always on the verge of tears. I'm always on the verge of tearing the ground out from underneath me and bringing my house down around me.
Well, stop right there. It's this type of energy. You're responding to evil the way you should. Lou, that's a great point. When the history books are written, regardless, this is going to be recognized as a great tyranny. I mean, this is a great evil. They've launched all these illegal wars, killing people. They butchered our Bill of Rights. I mean, we're fighting a real tyranny.
We are fighting a tyranny, and I think people are finally becoming, like this gentleman, energized. They're becoming knowledgeable. The Ron Paul movement is extremely unusual, again, I think unique, in the fact that his followers are readers. I mean, they read books, they learn, they teach themselves. They don't just buy what they hear from the mainstream media. In fact, they know it's full of lies, and they don't count on it. They have alternative sources of information, and they're mobilized. I would say Ron Paul's already won. For the long term, I don't know what's going to happen at Tampa. I don't know what's going to happen in November. But for the long term, and I happen to think this is far more important than elections, for the long term, the intellectual movement that he started among young people, all the young people he's energized and educated, that is where the future is. That's why we're going to win. And
yeah, that's why the establishment is scared to death. That right there tells you we're winning.
Yeah, they are. They're terrified. And They're frightened. I mean, we see article after article about this, and I think it's exactly true about how scared they are. And they're right to be scared because, of course, everything they do is based on a lie, and everything they do is based on theft, and everything they do is based on tricking people. So when Ron Paul comes along and says, you know, the federal emperor's got no clothes, everybody opens their eyes and say, hey, wait a minute, that's right. So he's already changed so many millions of hearts and minds, and not only in this country, but all around the world. And this is the movement that's going to save America. This is and allied movements is what's going to overturn the tyranny. This is why I'm optimistic, despite all, admittedly, all the horrendous things that are going on.
You're right. Lauren, thank you so much for that call. Gary, Ron, Scott, Dave, I'll get to all of you. You won't get to talk to Lou Rockwell. Lou, know you're a busy man. Thank you so much for the time, and thank you for really giving us Veritas. You're absolutely right. historically, common sense in my gut. We have already won. We are winning. Resistance is victory. God bless you, Lou. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number three, straight ahead.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The longer that America stays asleep, the worse it's going to be. Now, Gary Franchi is popping in. He's being demonized along with myself. They're supporting Ron Paul. They're trying to tie it into 9/11 truth like that's something bad. But they got to dig that article out. He's coming up in a minute. I want to go to some more of your calls here in a second. Chris, the producer's like, aren't you going to cover this? And yes, I need to. Because it just illustrates everything. I see these state court rulings, like in California, where they actually said 2 years ago, the state is the guardian and parents have no rights. They just signed a law last year. They're going to give your kids shots and morning after pills. Small children, 10, 11, 12-year-olds, morning after pills that kill people. You know, the fact that government is going to let these be in vending machines now. And folks, this is such a hardcore poison that you take it when you're pregnant, it will kill the baby. And then you've got to go through a miscarriage. And they tell some young girl, this is out of Austin, Texas, and the teacher's facing felony for giving student morning after pill. Yeah, you're not a doctor. Yeah, the little girl's got to get a signed card to go to the zoo or the planetarium with the school and the school bus, but you are going to make the decision. But see, in California, and now the feds are trying to say, yeah, give little kids morning after pills. The state, even though your child doesn't have consent, informed consent, just like you can't give a 12-year-old liquor and say, well, they wanted it. Or perverts can't have sex with a 10-year-old and say, well, they wanted it. They're not adults. They can't make that decision. That's called rape, you pieces of trash. Like, I'm just going to cover this right now. Teacher facing felony for giving student morning after pill, police say. A high school basketball coach is facing a felony charge for giving a morning after pill to a student who was worried that she was pregnant, according to an arrest affidavit released today. Tracy Lee Steinberg. What an idiot. You think those are your kids? I hope you go to prison for the rest of your life. Has been charged with delivery of a dangerous drug following an investigation into the incident last month at LBJ High School in Northeast Austin, the affidavit said. Steinberg, who was also a math teacher at LBJ, gave the pill to a 16-year-old student who was crying in her class January 26. She went to Planned Parenthood and got it. Those filthy eugenicists. She had unprotected sex with her boyfriend, the affidavit said. Parents might have wanted to know about that. And, hey, have the kid. Everything's okay. You know how many great people are 16 and have a kid? It's a blessing. But you scum act like it's a horrible curse. You filthy maggot. Excuse me. Continuing here, the student did not have a prescription for the medication, which is required for females younger than 17. A student and her boyfriend then gave Steinberg money for the medication, the affidavit said. You know, I want to know why she could go to Planned Parenthood at 16 and have that happen. They take 12-year-olds, 9-year-olds, I've seen some cases in Europe, and go and get them, you know, third trimester abortions. The state is trying to take our children over. And maybe this basketball person's just a moron. Maybe she doesn't need life in prison. I just get angry about dead babies. I guess killing a baby's not a big deal. I guess it's a good thing in America now. I'm the extremist. I want to apologize. I'm being sarcastic. But you see that dichotomy in Texas where she's being arrested and indicted and should be. But then in other states, they're like, yeah, we're going to give morning after pills to 10-year-olds. God help us. And this is a 16-year-old, ladies and gentlemen. 16 years old. And the parents don't even get to try to influence their daughter not to kill the baby because some teacher made the decision and thought it was really cute to run off to Planned Parenthood and get the pill. Planned Parenthood are Nazis. They created the Nazis. But because they're liberal and trendy, all these idiots here in town have fundraisers for them. It's just a big money-making scumbag operation. The government claims they take your kid if you spank them, even though it's not against the law. But meanwhile, they're trying to shove Prozac and Ritalin down your kids and try to chop them up when they're babies. Chop them up, but don't spank them.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are back here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be going to Gary Franchi here in just a moment. There's a big article demonizing him at MSNBC and I, and Ron Paul and myself. Oh, my gosh, the guy behind the super PAC that's run $500,000 worth of ads for Ron Paul that have been very effective, he's a 9/11 truther. And then they try to imply he's crazy. And then they say he went on Alex Jones's show. It's even worse. These guys say Al-Qaeda works for the U.S. government. L.A. Times, New York Times, NBC. Here's NBC News today. Israel teams with terror group to kill Iran's nuclear scientist. U.S. official tells NBC News. That terror group? Al-Qaeda. They admit it. Four Al-Qaeda groups. Well, four groups attacking Iran. Three of them are Al-Qaeda. One of them's Kurdish. They've L.A. Times, Al-Qaeda being funded by U.S. NATO. Al-Qaeda flag flies over Libya. They're using Al-Qaeda against the Syrians. I mean, I know I keep marveling, but it's like he's scum saying Al-Qaeda works for the New World Order or works for the U.S. Not the U.S., the bankers. And we're like, well, here's all the proof. I mean, the heads of the embassy say they're ordered to let Mohammed Atta in the country. The underwear bombers, U.S. government's putting on the plane. Amiral Alawi hanging out at the Pentagon. Adam Gadon. I mean, it's a fact. You heard Lou Rockwell on, Ron Paul's former chief of staff. He knew the whole history. He goes, yeah, our government created Al-Qaeda and runs them right now. But he goes, I don't speak for Ron Paul. Because they know the public's not ready for the truth yet. Criminal mega banks, not the U.S. government, run Al-Qaeda. The criminal mega banks run criminal elements of the government, hiding their crimes through national security. We're going to go to Gary in a moment. In fact, I started my rant into that subject. In the InfoWar, we're announcing some new weapons. I am selling big stencils, the spray paint on your own property in legal and lawful areas that you own or get authorization to stencilinfowars.com. And it's a 2-foot-long stencil. Infowars.com, very effective tool. Got an old car, new car, want to spray paint? Buy the stencil. It's at cost. Very effective weapon. We'll show people a document cam shot who are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Then I've got a whole bunch of new Infowars.com color and what looks like spray paint design, Infowars.com, for your car. Or wherever else you post them, it's legal and lawful. The last thing I want is for this to be stuck on globalist billboards or globalist crime operations. We should just let them run child kidnapping operations. Okay, so I'm being sarcastic. The point is that, I mean, let them ship drugs in and ship guns to Mexico. And we shouldn't stand up against them in any way like the founders did, you know, painting signs against the redcoats everywhere in 15 years up before war. But sorry. Point is, don't just your own property, your own barn, your own business. All the bumper stickers, all of it, available at Infowars.com. And I can't keep offering these just at cost, because at the end of the day, we're offering it pretty much below cost when it comes down to it. So get it all, Infowars.com. And we are selling out of it. We're going to have to do a reprint soon. If you want to get Bloodlines, the Illuminati, incredible book breaking down just how sick these murdering criminals are and the psychopathic religion they're into, it's available at Infowars.com. These are just genocide addicts, genocide junkies. So, of course, they have a sick religion. Infowars.com. They attack Christianity for more than just the fact that they hate it because it's a moral religion. They hate it because they're a bunch of devil-worshipping scum. So Bloodlines, Illuminati, available at Infowars.com or call 888-253-3139. Okay. So, in this long article that is in MSNBC, super PAC supporter, super PAC supporting Ron Paul is operated by 9/11 truther. They're like, he's crazy. He thinks there's a world government. He's crazy. He thinks a police state's coming. I don't know, just 30,000 drones, army checkpoints, TSA checkpoints on the highways, you know, just total takeover of society. And since I saw it this morning, they found an evil picture of him with Ron Paul. And it you know, it gets worse. He goes on Alex Jones's show, and he's politically active. And then they use an interview he did with me where he was talking about the police state, because I was talking about Russia. If you thought the government was corrupt or changing facts or involved in any type of evil, they would grab you and put you on drugs. And you hear this all the time. I get emails going, you need to be on meds. No, you need to be on meds. You're a coward. And Gary said his parents grabbed him and put him on, you know, drugs, like they do a lot of kids. Oh, your son's raising his hand too much. Your son's getting in fights on the playground. Put him on deadly drugs. 20% of our population that are kids are on drugs. So the idea is he's crazy, too. Oh, his parents were reasonable. You know, yeah, there's no police state, but if you think things we don't like, we're going to drug you. And, man, now he's 30-something years old having an effect, and it's just terrible. And yeah, he thinks they're setting up a world government, even though the UN called for it last week. It doesn't work anymore. That's why MSNBC has almost no viewers. They have their biggest shows have 500,000 to 900,000 viewers. Their average show has about 100,000 viewers. Go look at Infowars.com next to MSNBC.com on Alexa. We've got it's like 14 times the traffic, depending on which month you look at it. I mean, they're a joke. They're a joke. They're a joke. And now they're calling for web censorship and supporting SOPA. Because they don't like Drudge, they don't like InfoWars, they're scum, and they know it. I don't sit up here in a perfect suit, acting all authoritative, and going, reading off the teleprompter like I'm telling you absolute veritas. They hate it that we're just bare knuckles in there, smashing their guts out, kicking their hind ends in the InfoWar. We're going to go on doing it, murdering drug-dealing scum, and media that defends it, and MSNBC that gets banker bailout money. Now, joining us from his TV studios is the evil one, Gary Franchi, and his wicked super PAC. They are really getting scared of Ron Paul and his delegate program to not try to win states, but get enough delegates to win. Now, they don't like this stratagem, and they're very upset about it. They're going to pull out all the stops, Gary, but I think it's backfiring when they go, Ron Paul said Oklahoma City was an inside job. He's bad. That only gets him more support, Gary.
Alex, thanks for having me on. My question is, what took them so long to look at my YouTube channel and look at my websites? I've been running this pack for months. Well, now they decide to come out and do this? You know, they're a little behind the curve. And that's why they're losing the battle for the info war. That's why we're winning. Alex, we are directly over the target. We're taking flak. It's because we're winning. I mean, look, I put out a press release 48 hours ago stating that we are going to put exit pollers in states across the country to verify the fraud that's taking place.
Oh, I forgot. Okay? I got to interrupt. I forgot. They're so transparent. They're like, Franchi is going to prove the election fraud. Oh, my gosh. Shut him down. I mean, exactly. Go ahead.
And so, you know, we've got that action in place. You know, we're doing broadcasts. We have a live media boycott, mainstream media boycott in effect right now. And instead of watching the primary returns that the mainstream media is providing skewed results, we're doing it right here from our studios live. Our first broadcast, Alex, we had 20,000 people tune in to boycott the mainstream media. So we're poking at the beast. And we're having an effect, and they decide to come out and just do these smear tactics. I'm actually honored that a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist would take the time to look into my life and the work that I've done.
Yeah, but he's Pulitzer Prize winner because he's a globalist. But the whore stream, traitor stream, sympathizer to the New World Order, Nazi scumbag, New World Order trash, prostitute, sewer stream media – I mean, they're bleeding out here, and you're right. They're coming after you because they're scared of that exit polling. When 4% of precincts were reporting, they announced Romney the winner, even though polls showed he shouldn't have been the winner in Nevada. I mean, we've proven the fraud went on. We just don't know the details in Iowa. They're a bunch of scum.
Well, when you look at the upward trend that's taking place right now, every single state that has held a primary or a caucus, Ron Paul his support has grown so much. And then when you look at the graph for Nevada, you're like, wait a minute, only 100 extra people voted for Ron Paul?
Yeah,
like,
it's statistically exactly as it was 4 years ago, though he's gotten 100%, 200% in every other area. It's always above 100. There, they use the same program they used last year or 4 years ago.
Yeah, I also want to point out that my father and my mother, they are my biggest supporters right now. You know, years ago when I was running around telling people that there's a new world order and they're going to microchip people, you know, I didn't understand completely what was taking place. And sure, they want to shut me up. They want to put me on drugs, and they want me to go and get a 40-hour a week job. They want me to pay my taxes, and they want me to just be a submissive little slave in their system. And I said, no, not anymore. I'm going to investigate. I'm going to learn. I'm going to enrich my life.
And now your parents have woken up and admit you were right and apologize to you.
Yeah.
But they don't put that in the article. Look at this. Microchips for all dogs to hold owners to account. They're doing it in the U.S. and England in different areas. And now they're talking about making kids have chips. This is openly being discussed. I have video of Sean Hannity saying, make all kids take chips. Oh, but we're crazy because we said there'd be drones in the skies and army on the streets. But now it's happening, Gary.
Well, the FDA has approved microchipping for humans. It's not like it's a conspiracy. It's a fact. So they want to label me.
We're bad because we're right. We're bad because we have the criminal's number. We're bad because we can see what they are. Narcotics, trafficking, murdering scum that ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment.
Well, you know, this is the dying breath of the mainstream media. People like you, people like me, we're taking over the system. We're taking over the code. People are relying on us for the information that they need.
They're starting their own information gathering. They think they're just going to shut you or me down. They got another thing coming. Our information's spreading so fast. So many other people are stepping up to the plate. We are coming in for the big win. Let them stage their terror, whatever they're going to do. Let them kill me, whatever they do. Nothing can stop us now.
No, it's an information war, and information, you can't stop it. Right now, you can set a YouTube video can go viral across the world within seconds faster than the bureaucrats in Washington can get their message out, and faster than the mainstream media, after they go through all their editorial boards and get it approved for their talking points, can even put down a message. It took them 7 months to figure out my issues, the things I fight for? Come on.
They truly are the dinosaur media. They truly are a dinosaur group of miscreant, preening peacock, egomaniac scum who are the enemies of America and are traitorous, treacherous, lecherous, enemies of humanity. All of them are criminal filth who will be held accountable. Infowars.com on Alexa in blue next to them in the red. And if you look at that graph, we're generally more than double above them. If you add that together, that's about 15 times more traffic if you do the little calculator thing they've got. So there's your pathetic Mr. Maddow. In fact, I want to unveil this on air right now. This is Janet the Dung Beetle Napolitano, because that's what they do. They roll big piles of stinking, you know what, around trying to make us eat it and telling us it's pumpkin pie. And we need to learn to detest these people. We need to learn to have disgust. I'm so sick of good people that are on the show who've been abused by the system, you know, making excuses for those that have abused them. It's outrageous. If you put up with this, you're going to have to put up with a lot more. Do we have the dung beetle? Or are we able to show it? Yeah. Here it is. I'm sorry, Gary, you can't see this. You're joining us via video. Skype, if you're a radio listener, I will get Kurt Nemo to post as the image of the day down at the bottom of Infowars.com, Janet Dungbeetle Napolitano. And I think when we address her, again, words are weapons, and she deserves it. She is Janet Dungbeetle Napolitano. Janet Dungbeetle Napolitano. And as far as I'm concerned, they're all a bunch of dung beetles. Janet Reno, Kagan. They all look like they come from the same vat of dung beetles. So that's their new name. What do you think, Gary? The dung beetle media? They roll around big piles of you know what on people. I'm sorry, but
well, you know, they're all in bed with each other, and it's a lot. There is a lot of inbreeding in the media. I have to say, though, we did put out a call for CNN's Dana Bash to be reassigned, and she caught a lot of flack after she was basically saying that
Dana Dungbeetle Bash?
Yeah, she didn't want to see Ron Paul succeed. She said it live on the air. She's biasing in her reports. We put out a call, and she got reassigned to the Santorum campaign because she couldn't do her work. I mean, look, we're having an impact, Alex. They're freaking out. They're trying everything in the book. But the point of the matter is that...
You know what dung beetles eat?
I don't want to know, Alex.
Anyway, well, that's what all of them eat. I'm sorry. I'm out of control today. I'm so angry. I'm not being like a child. I apologize. I'll stop it. So we got a few minutes left, Gary. You're awesome. And again, they're attacking you because they're scared.
Yeah. Look, like I said, I'm surprised it took them this long to figure it out. It's because we are over the target. We are going to be doing exit polling. We are doing alternative broadcasts to combat their biased reporting. And this is what needs to be done to win the election for Ron Paul. My opinions do not necessarily reflect Ron Paul. I have to say that because I'm an individual. I support Ron Paul in his constitutional fight for the White House. And that's it. That's why I formed the Super PAC. So we could go ahead and support those matters. So, I mean, that mainstream media wants to come out and try and paint me and Lone Lantern Society and all the things I've done in the past. You know, let them try. Bring it on. I love it. They highlighted Camp FEMA. They put my trailer to my movie that you're in that article. I hope we get some more sales out of it. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, they act like we're bad for pointing out they're setting up a domestic security force to spy on people when it's all admitted.
Yeah, the documentation's there. You know, they try to downplay it, but, you know, we're putting a spotlight on it, Alex. They're running like cockroaches.
By the way, speaking of cockroaches, we actually have some footage live. The Anonymous has hacked in to a national security meeting right now. And we've got Janet Napolitano, Janet Reno, Annalena Kagan, and others, and Hillary. We have caught footage of all of them in a Homeland Security meeting. And they're actually having a feast at the meeting. So this is some amazing footage we're showing. It's actually dung beetles rolling piles of you know what. All right, that's enough. Gary, you're doing a great job.
Well, you're
right.
Too, Alex.
They're so disconnected from reality. That's enough, guys. Thank you. Enough. I can't look at her all day. Get her off there. I'll hold you over a minute if we need to. The point is, they're so disconnected from reality, Gary. That they think when they make fun of us for covering reality that people are still listening to them. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say they're trying to paint my association with you in a negative light. I mean, I've been working with you for years, you know, and we're having great success.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Most people I've worked with and helped attack me later and make stuff up. You haven't done that, Gary. I guess you're not mentally ill.
Well, they can try to pay me as such, but I'm going to keep fighting. I'm not going to stop.
No, I think it was good in Soviet Russia. If you didn't love Stalin, they drugged you. I think everybody's children, if they love George Washington, they should be given lobotomies. Let's finish up on the other side. Then we got a FEMA camp insider coming up, those imaginary camps. We have photos. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How pathetic these globalists are, and stop putting them up on a pedestal. They're like rotten, low-life cockroaches, criminals. And I'm done with them. I'm done just groveling to the system, being afraid. I'm done. And you know what? That attitude's contagious. Now, we've got some really chilling information coming up, so I've got to stop joking around here with Gary Franchi and be serious. We've got our whistleblower joining us in just a minute. I've got to be careful about exactly what I say, or they'll figure out who they are, but... So what if they figure it out? Well, I guess if you're in the military, they've got control over you. But it's more than just people in the military. I know I can say that much. And this is a confirmed FEMA training center. We've got some photos. We're going to get more photos and videos soon. But we've got to be sure that it doesn't expose them. It's all at Infowars.com right now. Source exposes FEMA camp training center. This is where they train them for the camps all over the country. You have the different programs out there that I'm going to have added to Kurt's article after we get more info on this from the guest with how they admit they're hiring people for FEMA camps. It's all there. It's amazing information. Okay, going back to Gary Franchi. Gary, you got cut off by the break. Again, it's just an amazing hit piece on you because it actually makes you look good. It makes them look like they work for Pravda in 1980 or something.
Well, that's exactly what they do. They are the spin masters attempting to slander using name calling. In fact, when I had replied to Dedman in my email, I told him, I said, you know, I'm not somebody who likes labels. I'm not someone who likes to put people in a box and try to separate them from the masses. And I told him, I think that's a major problem that we have in this country today. And of course, what does he do in the headline? He puts me in a box and labels me. And then there was some exchange between me and him about the Southern Poverty Law Center. And I told him, look, I am proud to be listed on the Southern Poverty Law Center's website alongside Ron Paul, Alex Jones, and the like. Because you know what? Because we're doing great work.
Oh, yeah. They act like, oh, the Southern Poverty Law Center, a discredited, you know, federal hit group, says you're extreme, like they control reality.
Yeah. And so with that being said, he did his best and, you know, whatever. Look, well, we're taking over the signal, Alex. Like I said before, this is the dying breath of the mainstream media, and we're going to win this thing. We're going to take it all the way, and win or lose, we're winning, Alex. Win or lose, we are winning. They can put out as many hit pieces as they want. Bring it on.
Promote. Well, I told Politico a few years ago when both political parties were attacking Rand Paul, and I said, don't you get it? The more you attack him, the higher his ratings go. Then Bill Clinton went to town and attacked him. He got 6 points or more, you know, expanding his margin of victory to like 16 points. I said, you're out of bullets. The only way to defeat Rand Paul is for you to endorse him because you're so discredited. Don't you get it?
Well, I'm getting phone calls from family and friends today, people opening up their email box and are seeing my name in their, you know, MSN.com Hotmail accounts. So all this does is further elevate me to a national level, and people are going to start looking into the work that I'm doing, and I hope that they will find some information that's going to cause them to ask questions, to investigate the facts further. I mean, this only helps the cause, Alex.
No, it does. Every time they demonize us and say, don't watch Camp FEMA, it's crazy. They say the government's, you know, training youth groups to spy on people, and you have all the documents and video in the film. By the way, it's available at Infowars.com. People want to get Camp FEMA. It's excellent. I'm in it. Listen, great job, Gary. We'll continue to talk to you and track what you're doing, and folks can go over to the Revolution Pack and get behind the fine work you're doing and this move to put the poll watchers out there. And actually have alternative independent media documenting the chicanery. Thank you, Gary Franchi.
Thanks for having me on, Alex. Pleasure.
Pleasure having you. Okay, there he goes. Let's go ahead and get our next guest on here. And I'm going to go over to Infowars.com because in my stacks I can't find my FEMA camp story. Folks, we are kicking the New World Order's teeth in, but they're counterstriking by controlling the infrastructure with a whole cornucopia, a constellation, a cocktail, with a stratagem to begin to shut down free speech. So it is absolutely essential to start getting the word out now and to use Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The information on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's time to use the Twitter, the Facebook, the YouTube as conduits to get this information out to everybody. The system isn't openly trying to sell web censorship. I mean, I read these articles every day. Twitter agrees to total censorship whenever the government asks. Facebook agrees to it. YouTube agrees to it. In England, they admit they're about to pass regulations to restrict the web. Canada, the U.S., I've got all these articles out today where the system admits they're doing this. I mean, we've got an article at Infowars.com that is so huge. DHS to launch insurgent tracking drones inside America. 30,000 of them, in their words, to track insurgents. As if they need 30,000 drones for all the Al-Qaeda, who they work with and give control of Libya. I mean, it's just bonkers. It's for us. It's always been for us. And now they're in the news saying it's for right-wingers. It's for gun owners. It's for anti-war people. It's for Amish. It's for rural communities. Anybody that doesn't want to be a slave of the system. It's a corporate takeover of every facet of society. Now, on this subject of FEMA camps in America, Kurt Nimmo did a blurb on this, but I'm going to have him, such a great prolific researcher and writer, add more to this story, because last night this information came in from a source that's given us info before that's been accurate, and it was like 9 o'clock at night, and I at least wanted to be able to kiss my children on the forehead, even though they were already asleep, so I got home about 10. So I spent about 30 minutes on the phone with this fella, did some checking with some satellite photo stuff through Google and other systems, and checked it with some other sources, and checked it with a civilian inmate labor camp program, and did confirm this is one of the training centers for that, and that indeed the photos he sent us were accurate. And again, we're going to get more photos and post them once we can be sure that it doesn't reveal who our sources are. But I can tell you it's multiple sources, military and others. And they're pretty freaked out. But let's be clear. The federal government, and I've played the clips, has said NDAA will kill citizens without warrants or even arrest. No one will ever know where you went. We'll put you in black sites. It was in the news yesterday that in Europe and Iraq, a headline, London Guardian, more secret prisons found. In fact, put that in. Let's show folks that. More secret prisons. Torture sites in Romania. Torture sites in Egypt. Torture sites in Iraq. And you've got Lindsey Graham saying, if a citizen asks for a lawyer, we say, shut up, you don't get one. And then we cut in the video to the same debate. And creepy Lieberman says, we want Americans to be scared. We don't want you to know how we torture you. I mean, this is Jeffrey Dahmer stuff in your face. They need to do it openly so that everybody just thinks the crime is okay because an authority figure is doing it openly. This is how tyrants do it. Just like it comes out the troops are growing opium, the troops are getting upset. They just have Fox, CNN, BBC, ABC News all admit the troops are ordered to grow the opium in Afghanistan. And the troops are all made to stand around the news going, yeah, we don't like it. Why are we on TV? Well, because it's okay what you're doing. Geraldo says, thank you for standing up for America. Yeah, there it is. RAF helicopter death revelation leads to secret Iraq detention camp. They've got them all over the place. Read the Army's reports. Will they torture you? Will they try to arrest you? I don't know. Does the Army's own report say that they rape children? I mean, go read it. You can't make this up. With acid. Go read it. Just type in Abu Ghraib Army abuse report. They call it abuse. Killing people, beating people to death. This is what we've signed on to. Abortions, it's just a procedure. Torturing a five-year-old kid, it's just a procedure. George Bush saying he ordered torture in a book last year and would order it again. Well, why, when your guys got caught doing it, you send some to prison? Because it was illegal. They tried to get laws passed saying they could torture. They couldn't do that. Folks, these are criminals openly saying they order torture. Because they like it. Now, I'm going to go to our guest in this segment until the end of the show. Maybe I'll go into overdrive, too, to take some calls. I got to get to your calls. I want to take your calls. It's just there's so much info. Now, they admit they've built emergency centers for civil unrest. The John Warren Defense Authorization Act. They have the Emergency Centers Establishment Act that just admits what we already know has been built at old military bases. You have the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program operating since the 70s, declassified in 1996. I mean, I'm giving you all the names. You can go to Department of Defense websites and look this all up. But talking to these guys, what's creepy is that they bug their eyes out at the workers at the base, the foreign troop trainers that are training them in torture and riot control and all the rest of it. They bug their eyes out at everybody. And it's this attitude that criminals have of trying to intimidate everybody because they know what they're doing is super illegal at this base. Okay? And we're going to break it down with our guest. But the point is, the killing of Americans, the camps, the torture, it's all out in the open. So you can't deny these camps are there because they admit that they are setting them up. They just don't want you to know where they are or the details because there's something about physically seeing it. Now, again, if you go to Infowars.com, source exposes FEMA training camp in Missouri, and it's training area 166, Camp Charlie, mock internment facility. That's what it is. It's a little Abu Ghraib, and they're building, they're expanding, and it's a big base. We're going to tell you which base it is, Fort Leonard, Missouri, and we're going to call him Sam. And Sam, you know, you started breaking down a little bit last night talking to me about this, but and your sources and the torture buildings and the rest of it. I've been rambling on, so you got the floor till we go to break. Tell everybody what you can about this facility and the beefing up of security and everything that's going on there right now.
Okay. It's Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, and basically what's going on there is, it's where they train all the MPs, and they've always trained them there. They train the MPs for all of the military, that's Navy, Air Force, Army, Marine, and actually right about the same time as those KBR documents got released and the NDAA went through, it's an influx in military police training going on right now, and that's actually the word on the base, is that they're recruiting more MPs now than they would infantry or, say, any other branch of the Army. So for some reason or another, they're training a lot more MPs. They're training them on mob tactics, and that's what they call them, too, is mob control, so they don't want them to have a face, like it's not a certain group that they're going after. It's just mobs. And then I also overheard a comment of one of the trainees saying, well, wouldn't that hold be more aggressive or would be better on a man? And he said, not a woman or a man, it's a subject. So you can kind of get the feel of what's going on there.
Continuing. Again, it's Fort Leonard Wood. That's a typo in the article. We churn out so much info that key things we seem to get wrong. That's not InfoWars' fault. That's us writing it up last night and giving it to Kurt like idiots. But I know it's Fort Leonard Wood. I was reading it myself going, why is that wrong? So we'll get the Google Maps photos up and get everything added to that. But please continue with the base and the rest of it.
Okay, well, if you go into the base off the Waynesville entrance, which is a town right out the south side of the post, and you turn right on Indiana, you take Indiana until a hard corner, which where it turns into South Dakota Avenue, and right there on that corner is where the camp is. And it's just a training facility, but it's a lot bigger than what the picture showed. We got more, but we took 15 photos and only two of them came out. So, really is all I can say is it's definitely creepy. There's a lot of security, it's just nerve wracking for sure. The only other thing I could say too is, if you look at the MP MOS, it was expanded with the NDAA, and it was expanded because the prison, the camps will be ran by MPs. Basically, is what I get back. So,
okay, continue, sir. Continue breaking down the because you made a lot of other points last night.
Yeah. There was about 100 soldiers out there training, and they were training in baton tactics, which would be like a nightstick. And, they were being led by a guy in a purple uniform. My assumption is it's foreign military. I couldn't tell you. But just the attitude that they all had when they're training, it's definitely going to be for women and men and hopefully no children. But, you got to just assume the worst.
Now, expanding on this, because I know you don't want to give up one of your sources, but you were saying that your source on the base is saying that was a foreign trainer. But specifically, what about these buildings with barbed wire around them facing both directions, with the barbed wire facing both directions on the outside?
Yeah, it's really weird because each little containment building has barbed wire on it, which at the top of the fence, it's a 8-foot fence, and at the top of it, it has barbed wire facing both directions. And then there's little pathways like cattle chambers where they would like prod people through, and it almost reminds me of an old time farm with padlocks on it, where you would let your animals graze over here for a little bit, and then when they ate the grass down, you would open that gate up and push them into the next pad, and so on and so forth. But so there's a fence around the whole thing with barbed wire both directions at the top, and then every single little containment or confinement facility has barbed wire around it too. So, and then there's a guard tower every 100 feet, it seems like. But this is just, the pictures only show the training facility, and there's even a bigger prison building that's concrete that's part of that training facility with bars and everything. But, you know, there is actual camp in the area. You know, we have three in Missouri, but the one that you're seeing on the pictures is for the training.
Well, I mean, it's admitted that they have the civilian inmate labor camp program where the Army runs federal and state prisoners. That was secret for decades. So there's been secret programs. They got Rex 84, all of this. But you were telling me, though, there's a lot more action. There's construction going on. What are they doing there at the base?
Oh, yeah. Just like you said, it's going to be a hub, I believe, a big hub for training, just as it always has been with the MPs. You know, and if you talk to soldiers that came from a battle zone, you know, most of the work on an occupation anyway, like in Iraq, for instance, most of the groundwork was done by MPs. So, but yeah, they're training MPs for home is the way it feels to me. Another thing that I wanted to bring up, too, is if you just do a word search on internment and look up what that means, it's either to confine prisoners of war, intern, or confine prisoners of war, or suspected terrorists. It's the definition. So.
Well, they're doing massive hiring everywhere. They've got giant contracts with Halliburton running them here in the U.S. It's a massive hiring program, hundreds of millions of dollars just to do the training.
Yeah, I know. I saw that Kellogg, Brown, and Root have the contract for.
And that was just a blurb this morning and emails that we sent to Kurt. He's updated the article. We have a link to Fort Leonard Wood. I knew when I was reading and I was like, that's a typo, Fort, you know, Leonard. But there it is. And he's got links to all the government documents and past big breakdowns we've done. But they admit, they say they'll have the military arrest us. They'll kill us. And you did tell me some other stuff you haven't gotten to on air. And it might be interesting to actually talk to your friend, but just describing how they're mean to everybody, they bug their eyes out at you, they flip out on people, and you were saying that it wasn't like this in the past, and that they're acting pretty suspicious.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It used to be an open post. You used to be able to just drive onto the post, now you can't, so... They're gonna ask you what you're doing. It's like you're leaving the country when you drive onto that place. So, or if you're coming back to the country, I should say. There is some information I could give you, but I just can't because it would just pinpoint who. It wouldn't be a good thing. But we do want to get you some more photo, more videos because you haven't seen anything yet.
Everybody can drive over there right now and videotape it. I don't think we should be so scared of these people. I know you guys are involved, so you can't be known. And that's why you're aware of this.
And you can't just get on the base. That's the thing. So.
Oh, those photos are actually on the base.
Yeah. And with all the recent legislation and everything, you know, we're just concerned about our tax dollars, the Constitution, and our country. So,
Well, look, these are criminals. Okay, yeah. The military is full of good people, but it's illegal to say they can kill citizens and secretly arrest us and put us in camps.
Hey, I'm with you on that.
They may pass laws all day saying it. Hitler passed laws saying that. He was still Hitler.
Right. And, you know, you kind of understand where I'm coming from because I remember the other day on your show you said, look, I got video cameras recording my house 24/7. If they think they're going to come in, somebody's going to see it, but I don't have that luxury. I wish I did. We all need to get together. We all need to stand strong. We need to get Ron Paul in office.
People that are serving this system need to ask themselves, how did it get this far? I mean, now they admit it's for the American people. It isn't for Al-Qaeda. They now admit Al-Qaeda works for the criminals that run our government. I mean, will you just do anything these criminals say? And the answer is no. The vast majority of police and military have said no. The problem is, as you know, the military goes through and gets the people that will follow the orders. They go and test them, and they pull them out and create cadres of those folks.
You're absolutely right, and you can bet on it that the military police will be our police on the street in this country soon. You can bet on it.
Sir, 12 years ago, they would have the MPs in San Antonio from the Air Force bases out arresting people. Now it's everywhere. I see newscasts every week all over the country, where you just pull up and there's MPs with machine guns dragging people out of cars, Marines with Berettas on their sides, and they go, oh, we're doing a DWI check. So the checkpoint's illegal, and it's troops. I mean, it's just full-out criminality.
It truly is, and we're going to keep trying to uncover it every corner that we can, and you'll always be our first contact. Long-time listener, Prison Planet TV member, Ron Paul supporter. I support the Constitution.
Basically, you're a terrorist.
Yeah, pretty much. And you know, it's a sad thing, too. I had to go to a Republican meeting here the other day just so they'd let me vote when the caucus comes through Missouri on March 17th. And that's another joke, too. We had the primary here 2 days ago, and it didn't count because it was scheduled too early. But they spent $10 million to go ahead and hold the primary, which it didn't count. But they, on the news, it shows Santorum got all the delegates, which they haven't even been given out yet because March 17th is the caucus.
I know. It's all pure fraud. It's just total criminality. I mean, that's why we're in so much trouble. God bless you, my friend. We're going to add some more to that blurb. Photos are at Infowars.com. Source exposes FEMA training camp in Missouri. And we'll stay in contact, sir. I really, really do appreciate you.
More info for you soon.
All right, that's it for the official transmission. I'm going to come back and finish some calls.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, just for my lovely callers, wonderful callers, patriotic callers, we're doing 5 minutes overdrive. I don't know if I can get to everybody, but I'll definitely get to Scott and Gary and Nicholas if I can. I'm sorry to Carol and others, but I'm just going on who's been holding the longest. I've been a bad person today. Scott in Iowa, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, brother.
I just wanted to let you know that I saw on the news the other day on our ABC affiliate here that we had in Iowa, your buddy Colonel Craig Hapgood that you talked to about the Arcadia exercises they were doing. They had spoken with him and interviewed him. I didn't catch the interview.
Oh, yeah, they had gun confiscation drills. Yeah, he's a good person.
Yes, yes. So, well, in addition to that, just here the other day, they are kicking around the idea, and I don't know if this had anything to do with the report that you did at the beginning of the show, but they were talking about getting rid of all the F-16s here at the base and going to complete drones.
Oh, no, there will be no fighter craft or ground soldiers. It'll all be robots controlled by the globalists. That's what they want. It dehumanizes the killing, and the robots won't say no.
Well, I had called into a show today to discuss that, but they were talking about FEMA camps, and this is a local Iowa show. They were talking about camps when they were the host was kind of railroading this lady that was going around and talking about being locked up for 2.5 years in a camp, you know, in the 40s when we were at war with the Nazis and Japan. And he was talking about how that was bad, but then he turned around and said that it was because we were fighting liberty fighting tyranny that we had to do it. And I didn't really understand what he was talking about. Because it just basically talked himself into a circle. But
so you know, he was on the air, though, having a little FEMA camp discussion,
Yeah, that was just this morning. So it was kind of ironic that Gary Franchi was on today. Basically, what happened was I popped in my Camp FEMA and took some quick notes off the beginning of it and you know, told him, I'm like, this is not about racism. This is about civil liberties, and we shouldn't be doing this to anybody. And, you know, he basically talked to me off air after the show was over. He kept me at the very end and talked to me about it, but we didn't really have a lot of time to go into it on the air, so I didn't really get to make my point. But I was kind of confused because, you know, a big thing like that should be in the news, and the Des Moines Register here has been just mums about it. Well, it's not a surprise because J.P.
Well, that's newsworthy. What base? And I'll look it up. They were on air saying they're going all drone at what base?
That would be the Des Moines Air National Guard base here in Des Moines on the south side. And they also had no coverage of it in the Des Moines Register at all, which is not surprising since its largest shareholder is Gannett, which is...
Well, they're going to make everybody go to robot cars, everything. They're already announcing it. Thank you so much. Great points. Gary is gone. Who's up next here? No, Gary's the next caller. Gary in New Mexico. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I wanted to talk to Lee, to Lou, about the executive order 13528 about the HR 645 FEMA cams. And I can verify that Fort Leonard Wood is up and running. A cousin of mine who is a former military as myself has a video footage of them wrapping it up before the NDA that was passed in December on December 31st.
Really? So you're aware of that and you live in New Mexico?
Exactly. And as a matter of fact, that's FEMA Region 7, who is governed by Jay Nixon. I called Jay Nixon's office. They have no idea of it. They had no comments. But this facility is located in the middle of the Mark Twain National Forest in Pulaski County.
You're right, it is.
And I called Jay Nixon's office, and I called the Attorney General. They both had no comment. But my cousin, who just exited out of the military, who is an MP, who was an EA, has video that this facility is up and running, and especially at night under the construction of light, it is a civilian image screen camp.
Yeah, no, it's a concentration camp for the American people. Government's criminal run.